Live 365.
Oh, I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and pray. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, now is Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas to you. Thank you, Mr. Hand.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Claude Balls! Now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spankwagon Radio, Claude Ball and Trencher!
Yes,
that's a nice welcoming.
That it is. Cheeto, right back at
you. Hey. You know, we got to get him some new stuff to say, though. It's getting kind of dull. Getting kind of boring.
Yeah. It's union, you know. He is union.
Oh, I know. You got to protect the union.
That's right. So we have to give him new work every so often.
Yeah, we'll get around to it. Hey, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio if you weren't listening to Cheeto. Although he screwed up again with the chat room. My Java chat is not up and running yet. I haven't registered it.
Wow, Cheeto's doing your chat room now.
Cheeto's not doing the chat room now. We're doing the chat room now.
Then who screwed up?
Cheeto did. He announced the chat room, which isn't on.
Ah, yes.
The chat room is on. Let me rephrase this. But the Java portal to the chat room
isn't on.
So okay. Now that we've gotten that cluster.
Well, not totally, because we do have instructions on how to.
Oh, we do. You can go there and kind of get there.
Yeah, sorry.
But if you are kind of more the computer literate or you know what you're doing.
Give us a call on the Spankwagon hotline. No.
No.
We don't have that up yet.
Yeah. Go ahead and load up your IRC client of choice. If you're Mac, you know, you've got your Urkel or MacNet or whatever else they call that crap. If
Urkel. I know I have the same program. But
yeah. Or if you're OS X, you know, you've got
like
Snack.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Snack.
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 I think I saw that on download.
I almost wanted to find one that's called Snatch. I'm chatting through Snatch. What?
that joke would have been even better if you had said it twice.
When I'm chatting through Snatch, I'm chatting through Snatch.
Why'd you say it twice? It's the echo!
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we got to warm back up for this one. We were gone last week, so we got to warm up.
Okay.
If you do want to chat, though, load them up. Mm-hmm. We're on the /net servers, irc.slashnet.org. Pound Spankwagon is the channel we're in. So please join us, communicate with us, complain to us about the music choice, or tell us you like the music choice or the conversation. We'd like to have the participation.
Yeah, tonight's music is presented by random whatever fuck Claude Balls could grab off.
Yeah, this is all Claude music today. No, very little. I think I'm going to throw a couple of mine in for various reasons, but very little trench music.
Yeah,
today.
I mean, there's like a lot of...
Although down in the truck, I borrowed some emo from our coworker Goth Boy.
You mean emo?
Not Elmo or emo.
That is emo, dude.
Emo, yeah, emo. God, I hated that comedian.
Don't you just love jumping into a pile of leaves? Next time I do it, maybe they won't be burning.
Oh. I swear to God, dude. It's like JP with less weight and more ambition.
Oh, Reverend likes your music. And, of course, let's give the only mad prop we can give right now.
That is going to be to Reverend Hammer.
Hammer.
Mad props.
Our official recorder for Spankwagon and the only person in the chat room right now.
That is correct. Also, by the way, there will be a song coming up later in the music here that was actually from Reverend Hammer. I actually heard it on one of his Just Shut the Fuck Ups.
Ah.
TV Party by Black Flag. I had not heard that in like at least 14, 15 years, man. I was like a little kid when I heard that.
Am I thinking right?
Yeah.
Andy Rollins?
I also have Liar by Rollins Band.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
I can put on Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, don't even know.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was a Rollins thing. If you want to go for a theme, we can go for a trifecta.
But I've also got like some cool ass Sex Pistols doing the cover.
Yeah, I noticed that. We got some cool music, and of course, you know, I'm going to ruin it by throwing a couple advertisements in there and throwing a couple more choices.
Of course.
I got to ruin it for everybody. Of course, like I said, I got some emo, not the comedian, but the you know, the kind of pretty good orchestra chamber music. Almost.
I'm sorry, it's like a private laugh. Every time you say that, I just want to fuck it up and go back into the thing, but I can't do that. We'll be in the eternal loop of going nowhere, you know.
Well, no, we're not listening to the monitor station, so we're finally moving forward. You know, we turned it down so we can't hear it. We have to trust other people to tell us, hey, you're broke. Let's see. stuff for the site. I tried reworking VFTP and I'm finding a problem with my code. So that's
what's that?
Screwed. I don't know. Everything's like throwing itself over to the left.
I also have to check the. Oh, you know, I do have one more mad props.
Mad props?
Yeah, mad props to all the Spankwagon listeners out there.
Oh?
Yes. Since you actually put Claude Ball's picture on the Spankwagon page, traffic has increased to my photo and the rating has gone up.
All right.
But I do have to change it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just like, I want to see what else is out there. I'm like steady. To be honest with you, I'm like steady 5.8 to 5.9, which was actually higher than I expected because I know that's a shitty photo.
But it was a good photo.
It's a good photo of me, but it's
a shitty one for people to rate you on.
Yeah.
Got it.
See, that's what I mean, okay?
Okay. I mean, I was crying.
I mean, it's no. See, it's like, no. It's
that's the best I could have done with your digital camera.
Hey, my digital camera is fucking good.
Except when people are moving.
Yeah. No, that's when you give it to people who don't have to take fucking photos.
Got that shaky hand thing going on.
God,
that's all like, I hate that.
Was there an earthquake the entire time you were there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elephants all over the place.
Whew. Okay, so let's see here.
Thank you. Yeah, pretty much that's kind of I foobarted. I'm going to get that working this weekend. Of course, I know that you mentioned the Hunter Note. I got to get my photo up.
Haven't got it up?
I still haven't got it up because
I thought you were going to put it up.
I haven't found a decent photo. I found a few that when we were over in the East Coast last year to put up, but I'm debating on how to do it because, I mean, some are really good, some are too far away.
Take a new one. That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna get a good one. Get a haircut, trim the burns, dress
get
all black.
Get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Sorry.
You know, there's like a funny story about that, man, to be honest with you. The guy used to know Ahmed, man. Half Iranian, half Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I don't understand that combination, but keep going.
Yeah, I know. That was the only non-hip-hop song he liked.
Would you like a giant Slurpee, man?
That was about it. Well, what was funny as hell, dude, was because the way he wore his hair and the fact, he didn't ever fucking bathe.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought he was Armenian in Glendale.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Back where I used to come from. That was funny as hell.
Back in the hood.
Yeah, dude, Glendale became a fucking hood.
Hey, at least you don't have the Glendale Towers.
You know,
I like the Watts Towers. If you want something to look at. I mean, if you've seen
Colors.
You see those iron the fucking structures, the Watts Towers. They made a landmark out of someone's junk collection.
Yeah.
And welding skills. That's just fucked up. I mean, that's California.
Yeah. But Ahmed, the only non-hip hop song he listened. I take that back. He had two non-hip hop albums. Okay. One was a 45 of Get a Haircut and Get a Real Job.
A 45.
He dug it totally. I don't know why.
Maybe because he knew it was so true.
That and Alvin and the Chipmunks. It wasn't the Christmas. It wasn't yet. He had like fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks, man.
Just Witch Doctor. Ooh,
No, this was a double sided.
Ooh.
And you don't even know the funny part about it, dude.
Huh.
It was 75 speed.
He couldn't play the damn thing.
No, he could. He put up on 75 and it would sound like fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Right.
So one day I'm like fucking around, I'm like, fuck this. I go click, I throw down the 33.
The third.
Yeah, the third. And it's just fucking. It was the most depressing shit I've ever heard. The guy's like, this is all. Yeah, man. Yeah. What's funny is that
I would have put it to 45. 45 should have been normal then.
You don't know. That's the way the guy sung. See, Alvin and the Chipmunks never sound right. And if you play them at a slow speed right there, you will hear the guy sing like this. And what's funny is he's playing like a guitar and the instruments in the background. He's playing guitar like chords really fucking slow. But whenever he strikes a chord, fucking sounds normal. That's why. And so every time I hear Alvin and the Chipmunks now, I know how they do it, and the shit sounds totally fucking.
They recorded the audio tracks. They probably recorded the audio on a different track then. And they
was
fucking.
I mean,
that's an obvious thing. That's they obviously record the audio, but did it on.
But
different
to hear this guy sing Alvin and the Chipmunks was perhaps the most depressing shit, dude. This was like audio downers.
Audio.
If I ever get a chance, I would like to play that for Spankwagon listeners, except for I'm not going into no fucking music set room.
Yeah, I'm the Chipmunks.
But yeah,
I dare you. Come on, what's worse gonna happen? Your reputation? We already know you sullied it here.
How so?
You eat bad food and you pass out on my floor.
I didn't pass out on the floor. I was conscious, man. I was dying on the fucking floor, dude. Okay. Angels, man. Jesus was like up next to me going, gotta Jeebus, go sometime.
Jeebus saved me.
Jeebus. Jeezy crazy, man.
Jeezy crazy. All right. So, interesting. Downer Alvin.
Downer Alvin.
Downer Alvin. Yeah, that's a good idea. Rev says, find the MP3 and slow it down on Soundforge.
No, see, well, we'll see if we can find that right there.
Yeah. Hey, where is the bad food? Yeah, okay, I knew I made the mistake there. Bad food's gonna happen.
Unfortunately, Smack is not here this week.
Well, yeah, Smack is gonna be here next week with the Pixie Sticks. That's mm-hmm. what he promised me.
Okay.
I've talked to some friends of his, because we have a bunch of mutual friends now, and mm-hmm. From what I hear, he is rather proud of this, and they have all had to witness it at least once or twice.
What's that?
The snorting of pixie sticks.
That's great.
But yeah, he is rather proud.
So we're going to do that next week.
We'll do this pixie sticks. Now, bad food, something entirely different.
You don't want to roll it all into one.
I don't want to roll it all into one. I mean, I want to kind of spread it out a little, because I want to be able to...
I actually would like to do a big bad food bash.
We're working on that. We are working on that, but we have budget constraints for the wagon that are preventing us from doing it.
Yeah, I got a new fucking
big
car.
Time budget constraints. So right now, bad food is on temp hiatus, but I'll tell you what.
We'll do mini bad foods.
We might do mini bad foods, or what we'll do is, you know, we'll do a major bad food after the
start of
the year.
Speaking of which, you missed it, but bad food came to work.
That's what I heard. I missed it because I didn't go to a company meeting.
The company meeting turned out to be a potluck. I was actually at a friend's house, and I was stuck in traffic. Or I didn't get stuck in traffic. Traffic would not allow me to get to my house and back right to pick everything up.
Uh-huh.
So I was unable to bring turkey and waffles.
Turkey and waffles.
Which is probably good, because at that point, all I was going to do was bring a half a carcass and a fucking box of Eggo Minis. Yeah, that's me. So I actually do regret that for my fellow coworkers. However, Taryn's former roommate, but is no longer the
Goth Boy.
That witch, yeah. I that's the best I fucking call him. Goth Boy isn't quite it. He's too upbeat for that.
No, he's Goth Boy.
And he doesn't have the makeup.
No, but you know what? I'm kind of glad he doesn't show up to work in the makeup. Although, come on now. I have the same amount of makeup, you know, here. I just have to find it. Oh, hell, I have goth makeup.
What, for Halloween or for fantasy night with you and the wife?
Yes, yes. And because every once in a while I would just do stupid shit like that. I can remember very well walking through my... You see me with my long hair now, and I pull it in the back. My hair used to be longer, and I used to pull it on top. I used to have a top knot straight up.
I'm sorry, I'm just thinking Balcazar, you know.
Hello, this is Balcazar. I can help you.
No,
I don't think we're that bad.
But
we're older now.
Anyhow, this person
cool.
actually brought beef jello. Beef gelatin.
Oh my god, please explain beef gelatin.
Well, what happened, and by the way, even though he denies it, I feel it was fucking motivated by the thing I sent out to another person that brought bad food.
Right.
Well, let me explain from the first. We were going to have this meeting, so Red Rum mm-hmm. actually sent out a mass email to everybody saying, who wants to have a potluck? And everybody's like, yay, great. Now, myself, in all honesty, I fucking hate potlucks.
Yeah, I know this.
Okay. A potluck to me is just an exhibition of who can cook the worst and least sanitary.
Or who can make the least sanitary last the longest.
Fuck.
It's pretty bad.
It comes from a kid with potluck shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me give you an example. My mom worked for Security Pacific Bank for a number of years. There was always this one woman. All she ever brought was this shit, which was bell peppers, tomatoes, and cheese.
A dip.
Baked.
A casserole.
Yeah. And it
bell
fucking...
Pepper,
I never touched it.
Wait. Bell pepper?
Bell pepper, tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
And Monterey Jack.
Monterey Jack.
And, like, cheddar cheese. And it fucking looked grody as hell.
What the hell?
It was fucking nasty.
So it was a pseudo casserole. It wasn't even a real
kind
casserole.
So typically, whenever I go to a potluck or something like that, the first thing I do is go for the packaged food.
Yeah.
I don't
chips, eat. Soda.
So, and but now you can
cookies.
You can understand my
distaste to potlucks.
If not my whole fucking, you know, phobia of eating other
people's. His outlook on life. Yeah, if you have a you do have a phobia of eating at people's places.
I do.
It's
not,
I mean, it's weird because I
know
I've offered
you food.
But
you can understand it now.
I can understand it, mm-hmm. but that's going to be kind of insulting. We're not going to get into that. We got a question about beef jello.
But, yeah. But basically what happened is Red Rum wanted to do the thing, the potluck. Fuck, I had a brain fart. Red Room wanted to do a potluck, and everybody's like, yeah, let's do that. Hee hee, it'll be fun. And it's like, what is everybody going to bring? And I was like, I'll bring salt and napkins.
Salt. Boom. Just put a big thing of salt down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go out. Go spend the extra money and get kosher salt.
Ooh.
Hey, it's better for cooking.
Yeah.
Better for eating.
She knows. If I show up, all I'm going to do is bring a can of like tomato sauce and some hot water. Okay. You can all eat tomato sauce. All I fucking care.
Bring a bunch of restaurant salt packets.
Mmm. So anyhow, I apparently this didn't phase.
Salt licking a chisel.
Yum. This didn't phase enough people for the potluck. You know, me and my
your need to get a reaction.
Yeah, I need attention. I like attention. I didn't get it enough. So I started emailing back to people odd recipes, one of which was what Obi John brought in. He claimed, he denies up and down that I inspired him anyway, but he brought in soy-based teriyaki meatballs. And they were good. They weren't bad. Well, I'm sorry. They were not bad. Kind of gave me a little indigestion afterwards. You know, I only had one. I was like,
dude, oh, everything gives you indigestion. I am a witness to that, and we'll get into that later.
Not true. Water. It's fine. But Taryn's former roommate, that which is no longer because he has his own apartment, said blatantly out in one email for one of the recipes I sent, he was going to make it, and he stayed true to his word, and that was beef jello. So, would you like to need to explain?
Yeah, we need to move to what the hell is beef jello?
Okay. Well, he took 4 cans of beef broth and mixed it with generic gelatin mix. You know, unflavored. But there was a problem with this. See, he made this at Witchy Woman's house.
Oh, no.
Now, our coworkers will know who Witchy Woman is. Witchy Woman's was there, and so was one of Witchy Woman's girlfriends, according to, what's his face here? And they went through and dumped in 3 packages of bouillon, equaling about 36 cubes.
Oh my god, so we have all that broth and all that bouillon.
At which point he attempts to dilute it with 6 more cups of water. So, when you say salt licking a chisel, Rev, you ain't far off. It was pretty damn salty.
Salt licking a spoon.
Now, the
plastic spoon.
Now, the thing about it was this right here. Yes, I ate it with a plastic spoon because... because when I show up, the reaction from my coworkers is, well, you encouraged him to make this shit. You're going to fucking eat it. So, I did, and I regret it. Now, Obi John ate a piece right there, and he said that he ate it and was fine. No problem. Okay. I made a mistake, though.
You had the bottom.
I inhaled first. I didn't pull my nose. And you don't think about it. How do you normally eat jello?
You squish it in your teeth. Kind of.
Yeah.
You play with it. I hate to say that.
I squeeze beef jello under the back of my tongue.
Oh, God, all that salt.
It smelled and tasted just like beef cup of noodles,
uh-huh.
But was cold and wiggly like fucking jello. At which point, I had to be a man and swallow the rest of it.
You had to be a man and swallow.
Yep. I swallowed beef jello. At which point, I'm in the middle of a call center floor and began making vomit sounds. And I partially puke into a trash can in front of everybody while they're on the phone.
Beef jello jigglers.
You know, I thought that.
That shit just stinks. You got a little rose looking one.
Yes, well, that is a fab idea there. Yes. He was only upset that he didn't have the money to put carrots in it. And celery and onions.
Now, I like Gothboy. Gothboy needs to be on the show sometime.
I'm trying to get Gothboy to come out of his shell. Hopefully. He seems to honestly be a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He just needs some deodorant.
But yeah, that's crazy.
Beef fucking jello.
Jello.
It tasted and smelled just like fucking cup of noodles.
That's awesome.
Now, you want to know the worst part about this?
What?
When I go shopping, I'm cheap. So I go to Super Walmart.
Okay.
I have to drive down Craig Road.
Yeah.
There's a commodity plant on Craig Road that makes bullion.
Oh, God.
They make beef bullion. So every time you drive by, and it's real fun in the summer when you get the hot stench of beef bullion. Every time I drive by that place now, I get reminded of beef jello in my tongue and want to puke.
You know, that's funny. You mentioned, like, smells when you're driving. I told you this. I don't know if I told anyone on the radio.
I can tell you the worst smell in the whole valley, though.
Oh, let me get to mine. I know there's two smells in this valley, three, that bug the hell out of me. But this is back in Waterloo. Now, Waterloo has a Wonder Bread plant, so they bake bread. And every once in a while, you smell bread. I mean, you just go to certain parts of town, that's all you can smell. It is delicious. It's you don't understand. It's
Yeah, I do. My father was a baker for 30 years.
Okay. You just
it gets to the point when you work with somebody like that, mm-hmm. okay, that you know what? All you can smell is fucking yeast.
Yes.
And I have very unpleasant stories too. Things I found out by accident.
Well, let's not go there. Let's not go there. But
when you're married to somebody who works in a bakery, you're more prone to yeast infections, and that was.
Wait a minute, that's a pun, isn't it?
Sunnyhow, no, it's not.
Yeah, and when you go to Quaker Oats in Cedar Rapids, you wonder what the hell died. Okay, there's a Quaker Oats plant down in Cedar Rapids. Oh God, that's a smell. It's a smell of its own, and it's nasty. But anyhow,
what do they make? Oatmeal and
oatmeal.
Shit?
Oatmeal flakes. Yeah.
You know
where
what?
Dry them.
I'll see if I can get the photo albums, and we can post the first baby picture, the second set of baby pictures of Claude Balls eating oatmeal.
Oh, dear God.
My father came downstairs and found me with the bowl on my head and oatmeal slung over the kitchen. To this day, I'm still kind of, to eat oatmeal. My father asked me why. I said I didn't like it. He wanted to bust my ass, but he couldn't stop laughing.
The fact that you had it on your head is wonderful.
And I have the photo.
I can just see the sideburns of the oatmeal dripping in.
No sideburns. But this pissed off look of this little toddler with a bowl on top of his head and oatmeal running down through his hair. Face clean, but all around him.
That's great. You got to get that. I got the scanner. I got it working on one of my OSs.
I have a scanner, too, so let's see what we can do.
Okay. Anyhow. So I'm,
bread. And you know what? I love that smell.
Yeah,
I know what you
mean.
It's
a great smell. Yeah. So anyhow, I'm driving, and I'm on our little freeway, the freeway that's named after the man who, built it, but yet it has stoplights on it. Okay? It's a fucked up
Gee
system.
Whiz, that sounds like the Beltway in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's exactly like the Beltway. What's the point? So many lanes, so many stoplights. But anyhow, so I'm taking it, I could smell the bread, and I and then all of a sudden I see a truck pass me, and I don't think anything of it, until I go I scream in my car as I realize a rendering truck passed me. So I took it a big, big, big whiff of shit and bread. Now, the last time I went home, I finally kind of got a little bit over it. But I smelled the bread being baked, and I went, oh, Wonder Bread, I missed Wonder Bread. Whoa. Okay, no shit around. Yeah. And I just inhaled, all I could.
You know what?
Driving by. But yeah, the rendering truck. You got to understand, one time we went on a bike ride, me, Vert and Ragman and Flyboy, and we were riding. We accidentally stumbled upon where the rendering plant was, and we saw dog carcasses. It's like, eek, okay, time to turn around, get the hell out of here. Dog carcasses, ribs and hindquarter.
What, on the fucking ground?
Yes!
That fall off trucks?
Yes. That's like, whoa.
That's grody, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody knows I like being sadistic, And up on Losi Boulevard here, there is actually a processing plant.
Oh yeah, that's right.
For all the cattle.
Is this your worst smell?
No, it's not the worst smell. But I was actually in traffic one day, and I was like, what the fuck is that stench? And I look over, and I'm next to a cattle truck in the left. That's in the left turn lane, and there's a hog. And his balls are hanging out that fucking opening in the side. And you know what the first thought that came to my mind is? Do I have something to smack him?
Whack!
That would have been so funny to me, just to take a fucking plank, man. Just go, whack! Wrap him right on the nuts.
Like a cartoon, whack. Anyhow. Yeah. Worst thing that ever happened to my father. They were driving to pick me up, or no, they dropped me off and they were driving home.
I'm sorry, I said a really fucking
cheap. And you know, though, if anybody knows, a cattle truck or a semi that hauls livestock, it's an open air rig, basically,
yeah,
with slabs.
Which is like what I'm talking about right
now.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you could see in, barely, but, you know.
You can tell shit's moving around.
Oh, yeah. Their odor falls out, though, you know, definitely. Well,
it's really bad when they just load them up and they piss out the side.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. They're all freaking out, pissing and shit.
Yeah.
What's really gross, though, is they were driving down the freeway. They hit a nice big dip in the freeway, or the highway, excuse me, and a big lump of shit flew out of the back and landed on the windshield of my dad's car, to which point he started cussing and swearing, like, you know, to beat the band. Because that stench did not leave for so long. He washed that car so many times. He took that car down gravel roads to try to get dust to cover it up so it would be easier to wash it off. It was so bad. And all it was one big giant shitball. But that shit splattered on the windshield. And then
it ran right down.
Ran right down into the intake vent.
Why didn't he just pour bleach down there?
He did everything he physically could. He couldn't pour bleach because of allergies.
Okay.
Couldn't do ammonia for the same reason. But he tried. I mean, there was so much Dawn dish soap. You turn on the air conditioner, you know, it blew fucking bubbles. All right. It was Lawrence Welkauer in our car, you know, because of that smell. So. And speaking of that smell.
That's pretty damn funny.
Oh, that's. Oh. It's like, birds. Birds, I've clipped so many birds in my life, it's not even funny. One bird, I was late for school, and my little Dodge Shadow had a thing pegged, 85, as much as it could go. And there's a crows on the highway chewing on some actual roadkill. Not Vegas roadkill, where it's Fifi the pet, yes, but actual roadkill.
Or as Flying J likes to call them, not crows, but dumpster chickens.
Dumpster chickens.
I love that term.
That's the best. I've started using that term because of you.
Yes.
But anyhow, I hit the crow. As they were flying off, because they didn't want to leave. This is a great carcass to them, I guess. And I hit one.
Caw, caw, smack, fuck, I'm dead.
Yeah, no. Caw, caw, twang, off of my CB antenna. Twang, is all I hear. I look in my rearview mirror, and I see a crow doing cartwheels in the middle of the air. I mean, just, I was pissed.
Why would you be pissed? That's funny to me.
Well, it's funny, but I have blood all over the back of my car.
Well, I can understand that then.
Damn, spray, you know. Middle of goddamn winter, and I got blood on the back of my car. Go take it to a car wash. Anyhow.
That's pretty damn funny, man.
Oh, it's hilarious. I could tell you other kinds of shit. A guy I worked with, IT guy, he had a bird hit the front of his car, but instead of, like, just bouncing, shoom. And stuck in the grill.
Ooh.
Head first. So he just had a bird's carcass hanging off the front of his car, bouncing around.
My friend had something similar when they were like driving down the road and a little finch like flew in the car and went, phew, hit the back window.
Oh my
inside.
God.
And this was in Poppy's 82 Celica.
Oh, Jesus.
This is Ahmed's father.
Oh my god, that's sad.
That's funny. I don't know, the flying shitball and the twanging crow are
twang.
Pretty damn funny.
I mean, it's just like, what the hell, you know? This is my K30 antenna, my little stiff antenna. Twang. I could hear that thing reverberate through the whole car.
That's pretty damn funny.
Smells of Vegas, though.
I'd say by far. So I can tolerate the dump.
Okay.
I can tolerate the water treatment plant.
Okay, I could tolerate the water treatment plant because I'm used to it now. You said something one time about the dump that kind of worried me.
For some reason, don't ask me why, this grosses me out. When I drive by the dump, the smell doesn't bother me so much as the fact that I start to salivate.
He salivates. Wow, he's got something spammed our room. Anyhow, as I was saying.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Out of boredom, apparently something awful forums.
Yeah, anyway.
Anywho, I'll read it later.
I can tell you right
water
now.
Water treatment plant can be bad just because of the stale water, because there's that part right down there near the wash.
Yeah.
That we pass every time, and every time we go to our after show, it's like...
You drive like... Ooh.
You know, every time. And it's near a
and
Sonic.
It sounds damn near like that, too, when me and Trench drive down.
Hell, me and you, anybody drives past...
I can tell you right now what gags me and grosses me out. Mm-hmm. I-15 southbound, Russell Road. NVC, National Vitamin Company. The stench of vitamin E. It is goddamn grody.
Yuck.
It's like smelling tar, but mm-hmm. it sticks in your goddamn nose and everything. It's fucking gross. That to me would be... No, actually, you know what? That's the second worst smell. I can tell you what the worst smell is definitely by far. Pig farm.
Yeah, I will say that a hog confinement lot has odors all of its own.
But you know what's fun? Mm. This is another Let's Torture Tits story of driving by. You know, and reaching down, opening up the vent. Just a... Yeah, I get to smell a hog shit inside of there.
That's
you know what's
bad.
Funny? They keep that place spotless, too, and they still can't get rid of the fucking stench.
Oh, no, the stench is permanent. Stench is permanent.
And what the fuck is it around hogs and water treatment plants? Why the fuck does duckweed grow? I still can't figure that shit out. Duckweed and bamboo.
Well, wait, water treatment plants I can understand. Because of the fact that, yeah, it is a very high humidity area.
Well, actually,
those
no,
plants
I think
really do take to high humidity wetlands.
Well, the duckweed, I'll take it back. I do understand
duckweed
that.
Duckweed grows out near the UNLV.
Yeah, but duckweed, actually, duckweed is planted on purpose. I understand that. I'll take it back on the duckweed, but the bamboo. Duckweed actually eats up protein from soil like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
That's why it's so called duck, because ducks shit in the water constantly, so it takes the protein out. See, once feces is treated in the water right there, the most solid parts of it are removed. You still have trace proteins, and the duckweed eats them up.
Yeah.
It filters it out. But why fucking bamboo?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That, and it's always fucking gray, and it's like the color of fucking dead carcass.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about, and I can't think of why. I really don't.
it's not a windbreak, because it's not like a eucalyptus tree.
No, it's not. I was trying to think of something else that grew in places like that, and I can't think of it right now, because when you're talking about duckweed and the waste. Oh, mean practical joke we played on someone once. Mm-hmm. there's a little crick. Yes, I said crick. Don't correct me. And, yeah, I know, flashbacks. Homogenine.
I'm just sitting here.
Okay, yeah, I know. You're
story.
Smirk. You guys,
you're the one that's getting off on some unnecessary tangent.
Well, we always get off.
Not me.
Oh, yeah. So we decided a mean joke to play. We took bread, because there's always ducks down by the creek, whatever. So we took bread, and we put bread all over his backyard.
Bread.
The ducks came up on the backyard. Ate all the bread, went down. We're like, okay, did it another day, put a bunch of bread on the yard. The ducks came up, ate, stayed, until he shooed them away. Huh. Bread the next day. You know. Ducks came up, ate the bread, stayed. Crapped everywhere. He had a perfectly green yard go from perfectly green to perfectly white in a day. So many ducks found the bread.
That reminds me. Off of Las Vegas Boulevard and Wyoming, if you drive up behind the 7-Eleven, there is a real estate office. The guy who owns it has been cited 8 times... by the Clark County Health District. He is purposely feeding pigeons.
Dumb shit.
I mean, motherfucker is throwing out crap corn by the handful, and the ground is always covered. He's also driving by a lot of the businesses down there in the alley and throwing it down. If you want a good joke, it's funny as hell to see. They all roost on the ground next to this place, too.
Uh-huh.
Up on the overhang and on the ground, these fucking things are all over. These flying fucking rats, man. That's what a pigeon is to me.
Of course, a dove is a pigeon, and everybody thinks doves are beautiful.
You heard my stories about shooting pigeons in my old house.
Oh, yeah.
Off the fucking roof.
I'm leaving them up there.
Fuck yeah. I moved. Anyhow, if you go by at dusk and honk your horn, you will see at least 300-400 pigeons fly up in the air and shit everywhere. Every day like clockwork. You can do it. I'll take you down.
We might have to check that out sometime. Same type. And again.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's definitely a water treatment. But what gets me is the random Vegas odor down on the strip. You'll be walking,
yeah,
and all of a sudden, just out of the blue, there'll be that weird odor that you don't understand what it's about, where it's come from, because there's nothing nearby. It's not a dumpster, because you're in the front of the strip, which dumpster's usually on neither Koval or on Industrial. It was just very weird.
Yeah, usually shit like that comes up from the Storm Greens. Yeah. But I can tell you right, it's always a funk.
Yeah, it's a funk for sure. Speaking of odd odors,
I can tell you what the best odors are.
You educated me a couple weeks ago.
On what?
I was always coming out of work wondering, what the hell is someone burning? Why do I smell wood burning? Do people leaves?
Yeah.
My brain wasn't engaged up until he pointed out.
And how many years have you wondered this?
Since I started working there, three.
3 years ago.
Three, four. I was wondering, what the hell is that odor? Why do I smell
every time
burning leaves?
In the winter.
In the winter. I was thinking, Vegas doesn't have much leaves to burn. I don't think they have... They don't allow leaf burning.
And it's not. It's a mostly industrial area, so there's not a lot of chimneys for homes.
Or chimneys or trees or anything that would justify this. So I ask good old Claude here, I go, what is that? I can't figure this out. And what does Claude tell me?
It's the fucking homeless people burning pallets and wood to keep warm during the night.
You ever burned a pallet?
No.
That is, because it's super dry, those things are hazardous.
They're good kindling.
Great kindling.
You want to know something you really don't want to burn? Mm. Railroad ties.
No, they burn forever. The oil. Ooh. Tires and railroad ties. If those two things catch on fire, well, fuck your EPA rating for that year.
Well, it ain't just that either. They also treat them, the wood, when they compress it with pesticides.
Yep.
So that's not smoke you want to inhale.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. All right, we're going to go ahead and take literally a one-song break. Buddy Holly, what luck. It's a two-minute song. We're going to go ahead and take a one-song break. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back.
Thank you. That on your own time, and I'm sure that if you have enough naked therapy session with that guy, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I'm just worried about next time he wants to check me for a hernia.
Well, does he put both hands on your shoulders? That's when
he wants to kiss it where it hurts.
Oh dear.
By the way, before you go on, might I compliment you on your choice of socks?
Oh, thank you. Yes, matching socks. Because you can't wear your damn shoes in this place in the winter. So dry, you electrocute yourself everywhere.
I just take my shoes off of when I go in people's houses, except for just out of common courtesy.
Yeah, I know. I got a vacuum. But anyhow, oh, hey, we're back. Shit, I didn't realize I put the autofade in. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
All right. If you want to join us in our chat room, it is up and live and running. All you have to do is find the server irc.net. That's two words put together, no space. Never mind. Let me try it again. Irc.
Is that spelled out? Or is that a forward slash or a backslash?
No, slash. Slash is in the word. Slashnet.org.
Like the guitarist.
Yes. If you want to know where it is, just go to the chat. Scroll to the bottom. I've got the room. I've got the server. Please join us. We don't do email anymore. We don't do Yahoo.
I do email.
We do email, but I'm saying we don't use Yahoo during the show. We don't do email during the show.
Oh, okay. I see what you're
saying. This is the best way to reach us during the show is to go and join the chat room.
Sure, and it's participate, man. Just, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
What else are you
definitely
do,
want
man?
Some feedback.
You're fucking here listening to us.
No shit.
Anyhow, but you know, we thank you for that. You boost our ratings and our egos, and one day
egos,
we'll make
ratings.
A lot of money
maybe one day we'll have banners that'll pop up and show you porn.
Yeah.
But that's only
I'm
in a perfect
chill
world.
Chill in the Hollywood Hills, man. I'm like. Rent cars and have big b-boy parties and stuff and make like music videos and I can't fucking sing but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be cool like that.
Cool like that?
Cool like that.
Cool like that. Alright. Let's see. I know we're getting kind of Vegas centric here. This next segment's very Vegas, so if you're not interested in Vegas, screw you, because we are, and a lot of the stuff makes us love our city even more.
Yes.
Or hate our city a little bit.
It's news time.
It's Vegas news. We got news later because we're making news last segment today.
Oh, it's Vegas news.
Yeah, this is just Vegas stuff that I've been picked out during the week.
Vegas, how ironic. Typically, Vegas news is like, you know, changing a spread.
Yeah, well, I got a newspaper here, and I've got to get this image.
This is pretty funny.
Yeah, I found this. I read the thing online, but when I found it actually in print in. It was Las Vegas Review Journal, Wednesday, November 27th, 2002.
Now, I come in, and Trench has got this article right there, and it, you know, and I just see the picture right there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, not too big of a deal.
Okay, what happens is, and the headline reads, and this is one of the other editions, car slams into cafe, 11 hurt.
Now, what cafe are they talking about?
Well, this is the Skillet Cafe. If you're ever in Vegas or you want to know, it's a little. It's even worse than the Greasy Spoon. It's not the greatest place. But it's popular by older people.
Now, granted, I don't know about Trench, but I have not eaten there and there, so I can't.
Neither have I.
Now, while I cannot speak
but
for
But I've heard from others.
While I can't speak for the food, I can definitely speak for the people who work there, the, as you call it, help. quick story on that one right there. Mm-hmm. This guy who works at the Skillet, I ran into him over at Computer fucking Surplus over up on Charleston, okay, a little further up the road. All right. I was in there looking to see what they had for old Classic Max, and they have this long rack, okay? It looks like somebody, like, ganked it out of a fucking retail store
mm-hmm.
with old software for sale.
Wow.
In the original box.
Wow.
Okay?
Probably original fucking prices, too.
You don't understand. This guy, dude, it was like fucking Igor without the hump and the accent.
Ew.
Okay? In his greasy-ass apron, okay, and his fucking nasty-ass ball cap, and, you know, body odor, you know, to fucking, you know, lead the flies out of town, who randomly engages in a conversation with me, who's buying, like, fucking Quicken 1.2, saying, this software is great, it really still works, there's no need to upgrade, you get it, it's really cheap, and wants to engage in it, and, you know, I'm usually a social guy, and it just, I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, you know, I'm just over here on my lunch break. You know, I worked out at the Skillet Cafe, and and is the stick Coke bottle bottom glasses, man. I'm still, to this day, I don't know if they were those ones that just tint by themselves or if they were just dirty.
They were all grease covered.
Yeah, but that was the impression I got.
Hey, like your windshield with the gas vapor.
Fuck you.
Anyhow,
that just makes the driving more pleasurable, man. I just forget
you get high.
Yes.
I'm really going fast now. Get it out of park. Oh,
fuck you! I don't drive no automatic.
No, but it was funny, damn it.
But that's the impression I get of the greasy skill.
So
cafe.
You got a guy, greasy apron, greasy hat, glasses. You don't know if they're tinted or just grease BO.
Fucking scary. Okay,
stupid too. Well, the underscored headline here, or the under headline, or whatever you want to call this damn thing for officially, collision on Charleston causes eatery's second accident in 8 days. Within an technically 9 day time frame, two cars have slammed into this restaurant. One slammed into one side and did not do any damage to the eatery area, did very little damage to the building. The second one went straight through the glass front windows that lead out onto Charleston and caused 11 people to get hurt. Broken leg was the most severe. Everybody else is mostly just cuts and scrapes from flying glass.
Do we know how this accident happened?
Yes, it was a chain reaction accident. The second one, the first one, someone just lost control of their car. The second one,
oh, they just lost. Yeah, like
I don't understand how it happens either. Just lose control of your car. That's just scary. But this person was hit rear-ended by someone else. They lost control of their car because of being rear-ended, careened over the curb, and smashed into the Skillet Cafe. Now, the thing is, when the Skillet Cafe has been open, that building itself has been around for like 20 or 30 years, previous to the widening of Charleston. So they used to have an easement.
If I were putting money on that right there, Chief, I'd say that's more like about up almost to the 40s.
Oh, not more. 40s? Okay, that I could buy that. Cause that is
it's
kind of
an old building.
That's an older part of town. Now, of course, nothing like this has happened in 20 years.
By the way, in case anybody's curious, this is in the Westley section of Las Vegas.
Wasn't it Westminster section?
No, I think that's...
I thought that was Westminster... Westminster section.
Westley.
It's Westley?
Westley.
Okay, these are all subdivisions. Trust me. They try so hard to have boroughs, but the only two boroughs that ever succeeded was Green Valley and Summerlin. Those are the only two that ever could be called boroughs successfully.
But they tried Spring Valley for a while there, and that just didn't work.
Yeah, they tried Spring Valley, and Spring Valley's up where I used to live. Mm-hmm. Westley is down near towards the... Yeah, well, anyhow. But yeah, that's funny. So, you know, if you want to eat this place, buy insurance first. Not just for the food, but for your arms and legs.
Now, this is, like I say, I'm looking at this picture here. And, I mean, this is an old fucking cafe.
Yeah, this has, you know, old counter, not retro look counter.
I mean,
old counter,
worn
old ass booth.
Formica, and look at that right there, man. Even still got the fucking stainless mini holders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stainless mini holders. I mean, it's everything that a five and dine or
was.
was.
And then ended up becoming.
Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely old. And you can see where, if you look at the picture, I don't know if you guys found something online. I couldn't find one. You'll see on the left hand there that...
The
see those two
door
signs?
Boarded up.
Well, yeah, that's a window, and that's boarded up from the first accident.
God.
So if you take a look at this little picture there, first accident, second accident, same side of the building, 10 feet apart.
Well, are they still open?
Yes. No, they're closed.
Are they?
Until repairs can be made.
What the fuck's on the back of the car?
I don't...
Is that transmission fluid, or...?
I believe that's a, radiator fluid.
That's the back of it. Oh, maybe from the other car.
From the other vehicle. Hit it so hard, radiator fluid splooged out over.
Well, how good is your karma? Let's go for something to eat.
Yeah, Binion, sounds great. Anybody listening wants to join us tonight, Fremont Street, the parking is still free at Neonopolis. We'll be at Binion's at about 12:30.
Yeah, because Claude Balls doesn't have to work tomorrow. Claude Balls is still on vacation.
That's a nice thing. From last week's holiday. By the way, everybody who had a good Thanksgiving, fuck you.
Hey, I had a good Thanksgiving.
Hey, I had to say that because I don't like holidays. But that's not up for discussion tonight.
You're going to come to my house for Thanksgiving next year.
Yeah, who knows? Speaking of holidays, though, and this I like because of what they're trying to do, but, you know, it's kind of cool and kitschy. You know, the wife and I, we went down to Fremont Street Thanksgiving.
Ooh, yeah, that is fucking Vegas-esque.
You know, we didn't have anything better to do.
Did you get a turkey buffet?
Huh? No. Well, I had chicken fingers, she had a burger.
Ooh.
We ate at the plaza at their little cafe. Pretty decent. Nobody was there. It was great.
I wonder why.
Anywho.
At the plaza?
At the plaza. Yeah, I wonder why.
It's a holiday, you know, and
in
nobody
Cambodia.
Goes
there. They have a giant menorah.
Who?
Downtown. On the Fremont Street Experience, there's a giant menorah. And what it is, it's, you know, all these, you know, it's a menorah. Except, like, if you know those globes that are on, like, not house lights, but like, apartment complexes have those pole lights with the big globes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are, you know, it's one of these things. It's all the, you know, it's a menorah. It's, I'm not, I know I can say this four more times, but, you know, and they light.
You know what would be really funny? If rather than putting globe lights, if they, like, hooked up some kind of propane feed to it, you know? Fucking flames.
Be like the volcano menorah. It's got a Vegas it somehow. But yeah, it has a nice little plaque explaining a menorah, candelabra. It was set here because it's supposed to symbolize...
It's a menorah, it's not a fucking candelabra.
No, they put in parentheses, candelabra.
You serious?
Yes, it's to help stupid people.
It's not like fucking Liberace had a menorah on the fucking piano, dude. Oh, dear. I wish my brother Jaime was here. God damn. If you got that joke, man, you're either really fucking old
or sick in the fucking head. All right.
Oh, man.
Now, I know this weekend, though, if you're Christmas fans down on the Fremont, they are going to light the Christmas tree, both of which Goodman's really proud of. Goodman especially, of course.
Well, I got a question. Are they going to fuse it? Is it going to be a Christmas tree or a Hanukkah bush?
Just big old light balls sticking out of a bush.
No.
Balls and bush.
Jewish people will get Christmas trees, but they call it Hanukkah bushes, too.
Hanukkah bushes.
The Christian aspect of it.
Christ.
It's funny, man.
That's dumb.
Well, they're keeping with the holidays.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? But we're in a country that has to say holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Why? Because of sensitivity.
I got an idea. Let's do it, man. Let's become Jewish Christians, man. We'll have like 9 days of... this year.
9 days of Christmas?
Yeah, we'll have Christmas and then...
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. You're not my true love. Get away from me, Robert.
What do you know? All these years, I've been carrying you.
What?
Oh. No, I get is a tie.
A used one.
Yeah.
You cheap bastard.
You bastard.
So the Christmas tree's going to... But more on the light.
Yes, my tuckus.
Now, I got to listen to Oscar, our wonderful
only
mayor.
My chance on this show to ever use Yiddish, anyhow.
No, I'm sure other opportunities will happen. They always seem to. Our mayor was on the phone with a radio station. They do their Minute with the Mayor, and they just talked to him, and he was talking about the...
Comp.
Yeah. They were talking about the same people who did the... Bin Laden Banana Boat parody.
Yeah.
Those guys... You're here in Vegas. But anyhow, So they were talking to the mayor.
You know the mayor has a $900 per month car allotment?
Yes. And he got a car donated to him by the county, a county property of a dealership that was located in the county,
Cadillac,
not the
West.
City.
Cadillac
the mayor
West.
Is also personally campaigning to invite any county strip club to help him in basically saying, well, if the county doesn't want to help you out, we could always use the tax money.
Fucking Goodman is great, dude. I swear.
Goodman loves talking about, he's like, strippers are good for our, that's our economy of strippers.
You know, if Goodman
you
does...
You can't ban lap dances. It's our economy.
If Goodman does not get reelected, hell will have frozen over.
Hell will have absolutely frozen over because he has, like, super astronomical high ratings.
Great. Goodman is like a white Don King.
No, he's not. He's very well spoken. He's a very sincere guy.
Not in that fucking aspect, okay. Dude. Not with his vernacular there. No, man. I mean, you can't fucking not like Don King, man.
Yes, you can. You can just not care. And that's okay. Not caring is different from not liking. But Goodman, you can't but not like him.
Yeah.
There's no not caring. If you don't like Goodman, you just don't
but
like him.
But he's got the same
like
thing
him
of Goodman.
Really
Goodman
really
can,
like
fucking just go, and put shit in.
Oh, yeah.
Fremont Street Experience, by the way, has gotten an extra injection of $9 million.
Under controversy, though. And I'll explain that, because I know about that one.
Million lights.
Yes, they're upgrading the lighting system for the canopy.
I can figure
out a clearer picture. They want a clearer picture.
How long do you think it'll take till that gets hacked?
I don't know. The other one hasn't been hacked yet. It's on its own network. It does interface outside. Anywho, there is a new Welcome to Las Vegas sign in town.
I have seen it. I've not seen it lit up. I saw it when it was just up and not turned on.
Up and not turned on. Basically, what they've done, and this was, I think, either tonight or last night, they did the ceremony for it. When you come into Vegas and the famous Welcome to Las Vegas sign, that's technically not in Vegas. It never, ever has been.
That is correct.
It has always been into the...
the county, unincorporated Las Vegas, as it is officially called.
Such as Spankwagon here, we're not in the city of Las Vegas. We're technically in the county, Clark County, Incorporated Las Vegas.
Unless we ever do a broadcast from Claude Ball's house, in which case we'll be in North Las Vegas.
We'll be in North Las Vegas. Another successful, not really borough there, but suburb. But anyhow.
No, that's a fucking city.
Oh, I know.
Nope.
So are suburbs anymore.
No. North Las Vegas has always been its own city.
Oh, okay.
Own mayor, own city council, own planning commission.
Less interesting politics, I think, because I never hear about your mayor.
That's not true. Mayor was involved in one scandal, which he was, like, cleared of immediately. You know?
Wow.
Anywho.
Otherwise,
no.
But
North Las Vegas gets some, when it comes to shit-slinging, dude, for political elections... It can get pretty good. Otherwise, it's actually pretty sleepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I will agree. Same with Henderscum.
Gee whiz, sorry we don't have, like, Michael Mack out here.
Yeah,
you,
really.
You know.
as I was trying to say,
yes.
But the new Welcome to Las Vegas is actually in the city proper because it's downtown,
and it is on.
It's on 4th, and I'm hearing it's on 4th and Charleston.
No,
which is near the Arts District.
It's LVB, unless there's a second.
Okay,
one.
Okay, excuse me, 4th and LVB. I'm yes. sorry. Yes,
it's where 4th Street actually splits
curves off.
Yeah.
Yes,
there's a fork
from
in
Las
the
Vegas Boulevard. It's so right that's another Welcome to Las Vegas,
and it just makes me wonder how long until somebody hits it.
I don't think there's been many accidents there.
Yes, there has. Oh, my mother actually works security for the Culinary Union.
That's right across the street near the alarm code.
You would be surprised how many accidents happen out there. They've had one guy wrecked his girlfriend's brand new car. He was drunk, drove through.
Figures.
Well, drove through. I should say he drove up onto an island and took down a double-sided light post.
Wow.
With an Isuzu. they had a guy with a prowler.
One of those rented exotics, I bet.
No, this was his.
Oh. He, lucky him.
He only... No. Remember the old-fashioned bumper jacks?
Yeah.
Where it was a fucking bumper jack?
Uh-huh.
Okay, one of these fell off somebody's car.
Oh, no.
And apparently must have thought his thing was a vampire because it impaled his fucking tranny pan.
Ooh.
They said that shit just went boom.
See, I've seen a tranny pan get busted open a cat and mouse, so I know.
That wasn't the best part. He pulled into the Culinary Union parking lot, bringing this trail of tranny fluid everywhere, still pouring
out. Uh-oh.
Then on top of that, when the tow truck comes around, instead of just driving forward and pulling out, or at least picking up from behind, he makes a whole fucking U-turn in the parking lot, dumping fluid everywhere.
Jesus.
Took 8 bags of cleanup fucking sand get that shit up. In the meantime, nobody could get traction driving through. Cars were slipping and sliding, almost hitting each other.
Uh-huh. Which, in this town, even a little bit of water on the ground could cause a car to do that.
I've actually spun my car right
now.
So
I've had it hit my brakes, and I've slid. It wasn't even wet. I mean,
no,
it was damp.
No, trying to take off. The DeLorean has a problem being rear-ended, not being anchored in the front.
Yeah.
Because it's not even, because I'm a driver with no passenger.
Uh-huh.
It always wants to bring the left end around whenever
right.
it gets wet.
Right.
It's and
well, I'm talking more about stopping. Like, my stopping distances suck.
Ooh.
Because you just skid on this little itty-bitty, little itty-teeny-weeny patch of water.
Well, sprinklers. Braking for me is no problem. See, I was smart. I put Coopers on my car.
Okay, yeah, this is my good years on my truck.
Yeah, see?
So, I mean, they have pretty decent stuff. But anyhow.
Up, man. You fucked up.
I didn't fuck up.
You did. You got Coopers.
You're
a hypocrite. You told me to buy Coopers. I bought Coopers. I love them, but you did not put them on your car.
Nope, I did not put them on my car because I couldn't find the ones I wanted.
Why? What the fuck you mean you couldn't find them?
They don't make them
yeah,
my
they do.
Size unless I wanted none. I wanted Coopers, but I didn't get the GTSRs.
You couldn't just get regular Cobra GTs?
Nope, they didn't sell them.
You're shitting me, dude.
They don't sell them for the car size.
Even when I went fucking car size? Yes, I do.
Nope, I called.
What size? What size?
Oh, hell, don't ask me now. I don't remember.
You don't know the fucking tire size on your car.
Not off the top of my head.
You're not a fucking motorhead.
Yes, I am.
What's your fucking tire size?
Look, okay.
Here's an easy one. What's your fucking recommended cold PSI? 35. Is that front and back?
Yes.
Okay.
All-wheel disc.
All-wheel disc.
And I am. It's 195/75 R15s.
They make those.
Yeah, not in GTSRs. Not in GTs.
In the GTs?
GXs. Weather tires.
Oh, you want the fucking GXs. Okay, I thought you meant just the regular...
I told you! No, they make Coopers! God damn it. Anywho. And if for the truck, they're 195, the car is 195/60 R15s. The truck is 195/75 R15s.
They should make those then. They make them for the front of my car, my DeLorean.
Yeah.
My DeLorean's one.
My thing is though, I don't want to put a Cooper on a car that I know doesn't have horsepower. It's a little bit of an ego thing. They also don't make the raised white letters. They don't make them in the top car, the tire.
Okay. Did you at least get raised white letters on this set that went on
They don't make them. No one makes raised white letters for that size. I checked around with Michelin.
That's fucking impossible. Dude,
you gotta understand. Those people who have the raised white letters, they're paying either more, painting those solids in themselves, or going to a different size.
Front tires of my DeLorean, 195 R.
Don't you know your car tires?
R14.
Don't you know your car tires?
Yeah, I do.
You should know them like this.
195 60 R14s in the front.
60. 60 series will have them.
75s?
No.
75 should have 75s?
Well. Oh, my truck does. They do for the truck, but
yeah.
I didn't want to buy those for the truck.
We're talking about your car.
Yeah. My car's smaller series tires. But anyhow.
By the way, yes.
We're geeking out here on automobiles. Actually, I'm looking at the clock. It is absolutely time to take another break.
By the way, mad props to me.
Why?
For selling my truck.
Oh, yeah, getting rid of the clone. Actually, mine's newer than yours, so I'm the clone, but...
Yeah. I actually sold my truck. Somebody took over payments for a new lease on it.
Yeah. Is that what you did buy your Subaru?
Even my Suburban.
Your Jesus killer.
Christ hates me now.
Christ hates you.
Truck doesn't run. Seized fuel pump, man. And somebody bought it.
As is. Hey, it's all about risk and liability. Anyhow, you are listening
already.
To Spank Wagon.
We got a cut. Fucking great, man.
Woo!
Ego boost for me, man.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
And when we come back, actually, we're going to continue the car conversation as we discuss. We went to the Motor Trend Auto Show
and
last weekend.
And locked the wife in the car accidentally. She fell victim to a trap.
Yes, a wonderful joke that will be... Oh, wholeheartedly deliver next year.
We also got to go and heckle GM people a little bit.
Oh, to their face even.
Yes, and so. As I walked by and called Corvette owners needle dicks. Coming up next, only on Spankwagon. Stay tuned.
Oh,
for the most part right here, yeah. Okay. I'll go ahead. I'll probably just dig up a couple more.
All right.
For the most part right here, I got everything. No, yeah.
All right. Hey, welcome to Spankwagon Radio, only at...
Spankwagon.bftp.net.
I'm your host, Trencher. He's Claude Balls. We're going through the... we basically, it was a trade show.
Last week...
Hold on. It was a dealership show.
Basically. It's the Motor Trend... it's sponsored by Motor Trend. What's the fucking official name?
Just the Motor Trend Car Expo or Auto Expo or something like that.
I actually recommend to anybody who's out there to go. We had, which this is a funny story going in, tickets are $8, but we got $3 off coupons. And what was funny is it's like $3 off adult admission. And what happens is some woman walks up to myself, Trencher, and the wife to hand these out and approaches me first because I'm closest to her. And all I see is some woman handing me paper that says adult on it. I thought she was a canvasser.
Yeah, we've all free. No.
It's like, but they're coupons. I don't know. They're for the show, and then we have to actually look. She's like, argue with us to take these things because she had extras. So we actually got in at $5 a piece.
Yep, we got in discounted, which is pretty nice. And considering.
But even if you had to pay the $8, I would actually recommend it. And here's why.
I'm going to argue with you because I've been to the previous 2 years. But
I understand. Going, if you were to go each year, then yeah, then no. But this is actually why. One, you get to see damn near, and I say damn near because Trencher was disappointed because they didn't have the vehicle he wanted.
The vehicles.
The vehicles. Vehicles. That,
I know. Just keep
that
going.
That sounds funny. And they did not have the ones I wanted to see either.
Yeah. They didn't have the because what they were doing in the radio ads and TV ads. And
it was basically going to be like...
It was Motor Trend showing off... New cars for the 2003s.
Yeah. Now, the reason I would recommend this is it's like damn near every manufacturer with damn near every new car for the new year coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The reason this is actually good is because you can sit in, you can abuse damn near, do whatever you want except for drive the thing and honk the horn, which is proven by...
Actually, someone else beat you
to honking
the horn.
Somebody beat me, yeah, I know. But you actually get to look these vehicles over with no pressure for salesmen. Well, almost.
Almost. No pressure. Unless you actually go to a salesman, but they tell the salesman to stay the hell away.
Yeah.
From the people. Let them come to you.
To be honest with you, I love cars. However, I feel that the distribution system for vehicles itself, the car selling industry...
Flawed.
You call it flawed. To be honest with you, I have more respect for sleazy porn stars. You ever seen the movie 8mm?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine people, all the sleazy people in that trying to sell you a car. That's the way it is to me.
Yeah.
Because... The car industry with dealers is just shit. They're always pressuring you, if not pressuring you, they're bugging the fucking hell out of you.
Exactly. Well, you can't. I mean, that's one of their things is get them the minute they hit the lot. And I don't even roll down my car window anymore. I just kind of wave and say thanks, you know, through the window.
And I actually love to play, you know, hide and go seek with them. I see them coming. I'll like duck behind a fucking SUV or something. And, like, pop out on the other side, and they get fucking lost. It's funny to make them chase you.
Mm-hmm.
But, basically, if you're actually interested in buying a car, if you're dead serious about it, I would recommend going to the show. The reason being is...
To
look at everything. If you're somebody that's like, yeah, man, I'm a Ford man through and through, I'm a Chevy man, don't go. Just stay away. You'll be pissed off, and you'll feel it's a waste of money. But if you're actually open-minded, looking for whatever vehicle you were...
Or just want to learn more.
Yeah, then I actually recommend it. Because there were a lot of vehicles that I would not approach. I actually walked by, you know, and the Corvettes, and it was just like, dickless.
Yeah. Now, of course, the Corvettes that were there, I made a very obvious point.
You actually made a very... not. I wouldn't say obvious. When, yeah, but...
It was an obvious point, but it was
very
also
good
very,
point.
A very good point. Now, one thing that I will give GM... Chevy division credit for is they let people sit in the brand new Corvettes. They were letting people kind of check them out, open the hood, open the door, sit in them, play with the mirrors,
and
do
they,
whatever.
They actually had the Corvettes, their supercars out there.
The supercars, the Corvettes. They had one Viper there that was behind ropes. No one could get in or touch.
Dodge.
Now, they had a Viper Club that was showing off their cars, and of course you're not going to touch them.
No, hell no.
But they still, it was still kind of odd because I'm sitting there going, well, geez, Chrysler. Corvette's going to win, and GM's going to win on this because of the fact that they're getting that playtime. They're getting those guys that are sitting in those cars and going, yeah, I can see myself in here, yeah.
And then what happens is
they'll go to a dealership and they'll test drive.
Yeah, and they'll probably end up walking off with that or something else.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, you know, they allow people to really start to get into that, and that's the really the first thing to get you hooked.
Yeah. So, yeah, we checked them out. Of course, we actually were... my choice of automobiles, Chrysler, was the dead last. If we checked out the new Hummers, which were nothing more
than...
The H2s, which were nothing more than plastic versions of the old Hummer. And it's like a Hummer raped an Aztec and shot out this H2.
The vents in the center console are straight from the Pontiac Aztec. Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to Aztec to see it, and sure enough...
Now, what's the best part of the Hummer? I can tell you right now what it was to me, the kicker. The rear seat.
Yeah, the single rear seat sitting next to the spare tire, which is internal.
That's fucking great.
Yes. Imagine that is a bastard child seat.
That's where the redheaded...
You know what that is? That is the modern-day equivalent of the station wagon back seat.
Sit in the corner.
No. The station wagon back seat.
No,
where
the station back...
The back seat opened around. And you turned around facing traffic. You know, it was just that equivalent. It was pretty sad.
Yeah. It's also weird if you've ever ridden in the back. For me, it was, at least.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that was just... That was the sit in the corner equivalent. I mean, the spare tire is in up there, like a Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah, like an older Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah. We both give a thumbs down to the H2.
Oh, horrible thumbs down to the H2. If you have that kind of money to spend it there, don't spend it there.
Just go get a fucking Hummer.
You can go get a real fucking Hummer, which are still being sold and still being built.
They always will be.
You can always just look maybe in a cheaper market for a little bit lower SUV that actually is practical, economical.
You know what? Compared to an H2, an Excursion is more practical.
Absolutely. There was a lot of plastic on the H2. I did not like all the plastic.
Especially the front grille was fiberglass.
Mm-hmm. The hood, I can understand the body panels being fiberglass and stuff like that, but I know some interior parts were all plastic.
I'm going to tell you the biggest problem
with it. It's not an off-roader. It's a soccer mom.
It is. Even though they say it's agile, it also has a 1,400-pound plate underneath.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what the biggest problem with that hood is right there. You're going to have some kid, and he's going to go up there, he's going to step on it, and his weight's going to crack it.
Yeah, it's going to crack.
Oh, now, in real Hummers, you're not supposed to step there anyway, and there's a big fucking sign that says no step that comes on that.
Yeah, that's because it's it's aluminum.
Yeah, it's not
load-bearing.
Yeah,
it's not load-bearing, but...
Fuck.
But, you know,
that's just going to be screwed.
Yeah.
Now, we actually went through that. Next, we went through Cadillac. Cadillacs
have some good ones. Actually,
they did not have what I wanted. I wanted to take a look at the STS,
yeah,
which is the two-door.
They had the STC.
I don't care for
which is the four-door. I think that's the STC's four-door?
Something like that. In any case, we didn't care for that.
They're ugly. I think that a lot of General Motors, we looked at like the Cavalier, and it just had a Ricer look.
The Cavalier was very Ricer. The Cavalier equivalent of Badge Engineering, the Pontiac Sunfire.
Pontiac Sunfire was a very insect.
Yes.
It had a very insect front end.
The slanted headlights... Coupled with the
slanted grill, the angles that they're using,
and the grill itself, it looked like fly eyes.
Yep,
it really did.
Or just any insect face. I mean, you look at it, take a Disney insect face and match it up, and not a kitschy one like Hopper or something, Pixar.
We went through, looked at the Buick Sabre.
Very disappointed Pontiac. I have been studying religiously three makes of cars this past. I'm going to say
and
past
what might
year.
Those be?
One of them, of course, is going to be a Dodge Razor.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a Pontiac Solstice.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is a classic car. Not quite. The Brooklyn SV1, which is a classic car that I've looked at. I'm like, ooh, and it's a Gullwing. Interesting. You know, I didn't realize what I was looking at until I started reading and reading. But anyhow, that's an old discussion for... a show we had in the past.
Long story short. Give it about 2 years maximum. There'll be one down below the wagon in the garage.
Hopefully. That's the plan. But
hopefully to it. It's going to bite trench.
Something's going to happen. It's either that or I'll get my Dodge Razor if they build them. But I was hoping to see more prototype cars. The previous year's Dodge, all of them had some massively cool prototypes. And I'll even say GM had one sort of cool prototype
the Nomad.
That lost points with the front end.
You don't understand. For everybody at home, if you're on the internet right now, see if you can pull up a picture of the Nomad, the prototype Nomad wagon.
It's prototype Nomad.
It's prototype. There's no
model. No year.
No intention.
It's a Chevy.
At the time. Yes. Chevy Nomad. By the way, that's not a hatchback. That's a tailgate, like the original.
Is that a tailgate?
That is a tailgate.
So the window goes down into it. The
window goes down into it, and it flips back. We actually
great looking rear end.
Yes.
Great looking side panels. Great looking
rear end.
Look
at the rear end. Clear winged lights on the back with LEDs. Like, hey, that's not too bad. The top had the fucking Batmobile armor.
Had the Batmobile armor.
For like a sliding roof, they go back. We're like, okay, that's not bad. We're looking down the side of the vehicle. Okay, sure, sure.
Great lines, nice low profile.
Yeah, we were
very clean.
Interior.
The integrated exhaust with the bumper.
Yes, the integrated exhaust was very good.
Looked great.
Then we get to the front.
Looked like ass. It looked like someone took a front end out of an old 55 or 57 Nomad and figured out how to make stereo knobs into headlights. And how to, you know, figure a radiator as a radio slot.
And that's,
I mean,
not the worst part. They took
the Chevy die cut. Like, if you ever looked at old dashes of old Chevys.
Yes,
old
yes.
Chevys, 50
exactly.
Chevys.
Exactly.
They die cut the bow tie in the dash. If you ever get a chance to look at a 55, I know that in particular, they have the bow cut. I cut it into the dash.
But this was like every fucking inch was a Chevy bow tie.
Every inch was a Chevy
it
bow tie.
It was fucking
the front grill.
Heinous.
Horrible. Horrible.
If it were me, I'd say chop the fucking grill, put a new one on, leave the rest of the car.
Yeah, that would have saved all of it.
Plus they were using, I believe it. So they said, I don't know the transmission, but it came equipped with an LT1.
Yeah, they said an LT1, so mm-hmm. It's going to be a decent tranny.
Yeah,
it looked like
it
a
very
fun
interesting.
Car.
Very
it really
interesting.
Did for GM, and I'm mm-hmm. very pleased. It looks better than that pickup, which they did have there, but that new Chevy pickup they're supposedly introducing
next
year.
The first 25th are gonna have some sort of special badging on them. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be pedigreed vehicles. That's the new advertising you go through. A lot of interesting news for the auto world as well.
Yeah.
The other prototypes we saw were, which you did not care for. I kind of liked the interior on, but you saw the outside and was just appalled, literally. The Lincoln Town Car with the suicide doors and that powder blue.
The whole car appalled me just for the sake of what it was trying to do. I mean, if you want to see World of Tomorrow exhibit, just look at that car.
Yeah. You know what was kind of odd, but not too bad? I kind of liked right there? The new Willys.
The new Willys was good, but the mint green color was a horrible choice to put on a car.
Yeah.
But it really had an interest. It did good for contrasting, and the Willys did look interesting. The tires, I'd love to buy those tires now. You know, that'd be great.
You can.
Can you?
Yes, they're specialty order.
I'll have to look into that.
You
that'd
know,
be a fun tire to own.
I can tell you what right now. What vehicle you can look up on the internet and find them on?
Mm.
Power Wagon.
Duh. Yeah, the Power Wagons are talking about, or the M80s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Willys was good. That's Chrysler, though. Chrysler did.
You could tell
it
was so funny because Trench pointed this out once we got up close on the prototype Willys. The windshield wipers were glued on.
The windshield wipers were glued on. It was a prototype. It's a model car. It's a
it's not supposed to be functional.
It just has to roll, and I'm sure they have a tractor trailer that comes in there and picks it up.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But they slide. From the looks of what it was supposed to do, they mm-hmm. slide. They're not on a pivot arm,
yeah.
Like a rocker arm or whatever
they're
you want to call it.
Ones.
But they slide left to right. And they have one for each side. They just kind of looks like they're... Yeah, I mean, you could put foam hands on them and they'd clap.
Yeah.
Okay?
Getting into specific cars we had experiences with, there was actually something very interesting. This happened, I saw it, three places.
Mm.
With the three new cars. Not the car shows, but the three new cars. What had happened?
Oh, what?
This happened over at the Jeeps, the Wranglers. This happened at the Z car and at the Corvettes.
Uh-oh.
Attracting idiots. The Corvette was just a bunch of guys oversexed. Yeah,
the Corvettes.
The Jeeps were actually kind of scary because I started to notice obese people over there going, yeah, you can go off-road on the Rubicon and this thing. And the Nissan new Z car actually attracted ricers.
Yes.
And I don't mean, you know, fucking Asian gangbangers. I mean just like... Dude, yeah, man, imagine this car, you know, and it's funny. This is like a fucking car. It hasn't hit the
mm-hmm.
hasn't hit the showroom.
And they're already talking about tricking it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'd put a fucking supercharger on that. I haven't even fucking drove it to see how fast the car is.
Or just how comfortable a car would be.
Yeah.
Like, not every car needs to be fucking riced.
No.
Some cars should be just left the way they are and enjoyed.
You know what what happened as soon as people found out I bought the Explorer SUV?
Hmm.
At work, some people are like, yeah, man, I'll find a supercharger to put on that for you. I don't need a fucking supercharger on my fucking SUV.
I liked that car.
This is the car we're looking at right now is actually the MR2
Toyota
Spyder. You know what? I like the feeling of the convertible. I especially love rear engine.
You know what? That was a very comfortable car to sit in. Mm-hmm. Wasn't bad. Wife enjoyed sitting in it. Mm-hmm.
I could actually picture your wife owning that car.
Yeah, I mean, she could. She loves Toyotas. She's mm-hmm. a very Toyota fan because she loves the dependability. And yeah, I hate saying it, Toyota's foreign cars seem to be far more dependable than most American cars. In most cases.
In most cases, yes. There was something very interesting that happened on the MR2 Spider.
The hand.
Yes. We arrived at the show like very early, and everybody else would like open a door, get in, not even close it, sit down, and go, oh, that's nice. Me and Trencher said fuck it and started like just popping
hoods,
opening
trunks,
and just doing it. At one point, I was like tempted to go, can I fit in here? But who will let me out?
Hey, they have those safety handles.
Yeah,
and you saw some trunks were even taped on the latch.
Even taped so you can do it. So I said, fuck it, I want to see the engine inside of this MR2. And I know it's only a four banger, but I saw something which was very funny to me.
Little battery.
Aside from the little tiny battery.
Teeny weeny battery, dude. I mean, this thing had like three cold crank amps.
It was like right there with the Honda scooter.
Oof.
In size, damn near. I own a rear engine car.
Mm-hmm.
And at no time have I ever looked down at my muffler, which is like right there as soon as I open the engine,
mm-hmm.
and gone, gee whiz, I want to grab that. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck is there a goddamn grill guard on the muffler in the MR2?
Not only that, but it has the international sign of don't touch.
Yes.
That hand with the
hashed out. Is this a big fucking problem in Japan?
No. What it is, it's OSHA. OSHA says, oh, someone might hurt themselves. We've got to protect them.
That's fucking stupid, man.
I agree.
Apparently, people in Ireland must be smarter than people in Japan, and they're not grabbing hot fucking pipes.
Your car was built in the 80s. This car is built 81. In, I don't know, 80 whatever. This car was built more modern, more recent. People
but what,
are stupid.
What makes
fucking look at Ricers. They'll put shift lights on automatics.
You know what? Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just, that to me, you know, as soon as I saw the warning protective plate on the muffler right there, I just had to go back over the bumper sticker. You know, the option of here's your sign, do you have to pay extra for that, or mm-hmm. is that fucking included?
Mm-hmm.
What idiot did that? Because you know an idiot had to do it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Somebody always, there's always a reason most laws are made, or most warnings are made.
That just blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
That and the fact that, you know, I don't know if somebody had swiped them or they're taken on purpose. We got in the MR2. This is the first car we noticed that. There were no radio knobs. There were no fucking climate control knobs. And there's no shift knob.
Because they, for safety reasons, took the knobs off so people wouldn't steal them.
That's not safety, okay?
Well,
You want to argue that? Okay, but not safety.
Paranoia caution.
Pair fucking threaded bolts sticking up in my hand is not safety.
Oh, no. But yeah, it was a very... I liked the car.
It wasn't bad. It's not for me. It was comfortable. But to be honest right there, I like the lines on the Miata better.
Mm-hmm. The Miatas were nice, but they were smaller than it, and I didn't feel comfortable in a Miata.
I did not sit in the Miata. Mm. I don't believe I did. I know I sat in the MR2.
Neither of us sat in the Miata, just the physicality of it.
You know what
smaller.
It is? Mm. All a Miata is a midget.
Yeah.
The MG midget. Mm-hmm. It's a Japanese midget.
Speaking of foreign cars.
Foreign cars or foreign midgets?
Minis.
Yes.
Thinking.
I did not sit in the Mini.
I hurt myself.
Especially since I turned around. This guy was like at least three times as big as me and sat in the fucking Mini, which was pretty funny at the show when I started.
Yeah, they had about a half dozen Minis there.
I nudged Trencher and go, turn around, fat guy in the Mini, quick.
Yep, fat guy in the Mini, turn around, and oh my god.
Yes.
So yeah, I that was
the Mini Cooper was a, whew, man, it's a British Yugo in my opinion.
It's a Yugo, the smallest motor you could ever see. One interesting thing that Claude pointed out was in the hood latch, there was one on the left and one on the right. There
yes.
wasn't just a universal middle. But then I pointed out that it was because of
the grill.
The grill and how it was
I
built.
Just think it's...
I sat in this thing.
You sat in the Mini.
I sat in the Mini, and I hurt my knees. I hurt my knees getting in and out. I couldn't help it. There's nothing I could do. The seat was as far back as it would go.
And that was not a power seat, which was a problem that I had with the Ford Mustang.
Mm,
I went
the power
to
seat,
in,
yeah.
Yes, the power seat. It was power, and they put it in the middle, and
yep.
I didn't like that.
Yep.
Which pissed me off was the biggest muscle cars that Ford had right there were the Mustang and the Mercury Marauder.
Mm-hmm. And I was impressed with the Marauder.
Marauder's not bad. Oh, by the way, did you see the accessories you can get for your Mini? You can have checkers.
Oh, yeah, we saw the checkers and the Brit flag and the American flag there.
Mm-hmm.
The checkers was on the black car, Brit flag was a frag.
a Brit frag playing Counter Strike on the net.
Yeah. But yeah, it was the minis. Don't buy a mini.
No.
I mean, I'm sure there's a niche market there. Let's leave it at that.
I'll tell you exactly what the niche market is right now.
What?
It's people who just want to own a mini because they have a memory of one before.
Yeah.
And then they'll buy it and they'll realize what a piece of shit it was.
Why they didn't buy one again? You know what? Another car.
I
know.
To be honest with you, didn't disappoint me. I take it back. I was getting on another tangent right there, my fault. I think that you're going to see something very similar with the Mini to what happened to the PT Cruiser. I think they're going to start with a big opening. I think they're really going to taper off.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think Mini is not going to be able to expand.
No.
Chrysler has been too slow, in my opinion, with expanding the PT Cruiser.
Especially to the two-door.
Yes. But they're
not comfortable, as I remember them, because you sit, it's like a high chair.
It is.
And when you sit in there, and just that's not the best to me now. I think
No.
It's a couple cars that I thought I knew I liked the best.
But the factory turbo.
Yeah. Factory turbo is going to help because it's a pooch motor. It's already fucking slow.
It's a neon motor.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. a neon vehicle. It's just a little bit extra curb weight.
Otherwise, I'd say once they turbocharge that right there, do something more with the interior.
Mm-hmm.
I said something that you didn't care for. The suggestion about the PT Cruiser.
Mm.
I don't think it should be a floor shifter. I think they should just put it right on the tree.
Yeah, you should. Not a shifter. Make them automatic. All automatic and just put it on the tree. But, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I could see where that's good and bad. Speed shifting.
Understandable. But to be honest with you, I would prefer that with a thin fucking old-fashioned shifter. Just go clank, knock it down, and put in some bigger buckets. Okay. That's just me.
Yeah, it could use bigger seats.
Yes.
It definitely could. But it's mm-hmm. trying to put a family vehicle on top of a neon frame, and that's hard to do, but they're doing it. Now they just make it a two-door and live with it. Now, some cars that I really enjoyed, of course, the Sebring. I love Sebrings, but out of my price.
There was one, actually, I was quite impressed with.
You were impressed with the Stratus RT.
That I was.
Stratus RT impressed you.
It was
I know
a two-door.
I liked it. Yes,
I don't like four-door vehicles.
I'm beginning to get partial to them just from experience, but I miss... And you noticed when my eyes just kind of... I mean, you made a point.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, she groaned when that big, solid door...
Something that really impresses me that you don't see on many vehicles nowadays, and actually the only ones I saw it on one Chrysler, is their doors are thick, they're heavy, they're multiple parts, there's a weld mark right there in the fucking center,
mm-hmm.
and they close very solid. That
curved
good
chunk
clunk. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is safety because
mm-hmm.
that means there's some weight in that door.
They got
protect your ass.
It's like 95 mile hour crash guard doors. And they've had those since the 70s. I mean, I told you at the show. I go, when you sit in this and you slam that door, that's my Cordoba. That's my Magnum.
It's actually
that's
quite nice.
Solid sound. Everything meets up beautifully.
What was very interesting too was the Mustang had a
had solid as well.
It was kind of solid.
Was heavy.
With the shifter,
pistol grip.
It was like a pistol grip shifter.
It was a pistol grip. So they've reintroduced those little things. Mm-hmm. We picked up on a lot of little things.
To be honest with you, the one of the vehicles I really liked the most at the show was the Mercury Marauder.
You were in love with the Mercury Marauder.
I really like it.
You sat in that thing three or four times.
I sat in it three times. I really do like it. The price, though, I think is completely outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying $5,000 more...
For leather.
For leather seats with a Mercury image.
And a dual overhead
cam. The rims,
cam.
Dual overhead cams, and a floor shifter.
Yep.
And it's not a true... And the floor shifter, I don't care for...
Electronic floor.
It's from a Taurus.
Yep.
It's that same generic-ass shifter.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, with the Mercury right there, if it were me... And you were somebody actually introduced me to these right there. I think the Hurst shifter would be much better.
Yeah. Hey, you're finally learning from good old Trench here.
Yes, I am. I'm learning about. See, I'm a more of a modern car, British car type person when I started learning my vehicles.
Yeah.
So I don't really know much about muscle.
And I was sitting here, watching TV and going, "Oh God, that's a beautiful shifter." He's like, "What? What's the difference?" I go, "It's just componentry and how well everything glides and moves." Well, this isn't a transmission. No, it's just the shifting part of it.
What are you talking about? Me?
Yes.
When?
We were watching TNN one day, and we were talking about it. You were asking me questions about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was about the Hurst shifter thing. Yeah. Okay.
Because you were like, what the hell? What's the deal?
I thought you meant I was asking you how a transmission works.
No,
works. But anyhow.
I know you do. I will agree with you there.
Chrysler
I sat in the Marauder.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the buttons. I did not like the seat adjust being on the door panel.
That's a bit odd, and I don't like that either because you're going to bump that when you're driving.
Yeah, there's...
I will agree on that.
Yeah. It did have a, it was a cop car. It, you know,
by the way,
you looked like Buford T. Justice.
You do.
All the way.
Because it is, the taillights are the exact same. It's not like the Lincoln Town Car where it's different. No. It is a fucking Crown Victoria that is solid black. That's the only color it's available in. Mm-hmm. The interior is the only interior available. There's only like...
Which was bench, 60-40 split.
Mm-hmm. There's only two fucking options on that car. Hmm. Are you going to get the fucking trunk organizer or the... what the fuck was it, man?
I can see why the trunk organizer.
Trunk organizer and something else. They're fucking accessories like that. That's mm-hmm. it. Hmm. Nothing else. See, that's where my
DeLorean
is.
The aftermarket industry is going to be in the police package.
But you even saw the... You also wanted to know if the bezels were there, were original, too. Yeah, because you had the oil pressure bezels mm-hmm. down below, the ones you didn't use. Mm-hmm. And they were actually... they looked aftermarket.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they did.
To be honest, I like the Marauder because it is a Crown Vic. Yeah. You're going to intimidate people when you tailgate them. They think you're a cop. They're going to get out of the way. I know what that's like. Trust me on that one. I think it's a good vehicle in that sense right there. Will I buy one?
Can't afford it. I mean, can't afford it. It's not economical.
No. If I did own a Marauder, it probably wouldn't be for like another 5-6 years when I could pick one up for like $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then by that time, I'd have to redo the whole fucking interior. So,
yeah.
You know, by that time.
You know what? You can probably get like a used cop car.
To be honest with you.
With the upper grade suspension.
You know what? I like the look of that fucking cop car thing right there because that intimidates the shit out of people.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw that right there. We also decided to play a little prank that your wife was a fucking victim of.
Oh, man.
We didn't notice this.
We were looking at the Dodge pickups, and we were looking at the dualies, and I mean, just everything. Well,
Trencher was up on a 3500 with dualies with the Cummings turbo.
Cummings 6, inline 6 Cummings turbo diesel. Well, Claude here opens the back door and goes, he, turns on the child safety lock.
Which, in case...
Means you can't open the door from the inside.
That's right.
So
I figured, I'm like, yeah, well, let's see what happens to this person. The next person gets in there, yeah, that's going to be funny. So I close the door. Well, about this time, Trencher's wife walks up.
Yeah.
Trench's wife has this habit. I don't know why she thinks she's an Arab, but she always wants to sit in the back fucking seat.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why either. I'm like, why don't you sit in the front seats? Oh, no, it's okay. I'll sit in the back seats. And look.
I don't know why, dude. She's not from the third world.
No.
Okay?
She likes in the back. You drove, when we drove there, you sat with me in the front, and she sat in the back.
And I was like, you know, don't you want to sit in the front? I'm the passenger.
I guess she always thinks it bad enough she has to sleep in the same bed with me, so. Anywho.
Anyhow. I'm still trying to figure out what
happened.
Anyhow, I did the child lock, and unfortunately, I didn't discover this till the end of the show that you could actually enable those, which we are going to go next year.
So just turn on all the child locks.
Lock everybody in the car. So I locked this thing, and I closed the door, and I'm like, hee-hee, let's find out what happened.
And I'm sitting in the front seat.
In the front seat of this truck going, yeah.
Okay, I can kind of...
So his wife walks up and goes, oh, let me see. And she, what does she do? She jumps in the back and closes the fucking door.
And, of course, Claude, you know, not holding the poker face that day very well.
No, I'm just kind of...
Because she was, like, asking, what's he smiling for? He's like, oh, he's just laughing that you're always in the backseat.
Yeah.
I'm making up stories. We know why he's laughing, folks.
So Trencher just fucking jumps out, closes the door, and we walk away, and he yells, come on. Now, we know she can't come on because she's locked inside the truck.
Yep, but, you know, you got to bait him. You always have to bait a good joke.
Yeah. So we let her out, but I left the child lock on.
Yep, so we wonder how many other people...
Plus, somebody actually beat me to honking a horn. I was like...
You were looking for cars to honk a horn in.
Because I wanted to be the first to...
Inside the convention, one of the south wing of the Las Vegas convention.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. I also had a run-in with a Mazda dealer guy.
Oh, yes.
Trencher is interested in the Razor, in the Solstice right there.
Mm-hmm.
A vehicle that's actually caught my eye that I'm really kind of, not bad about, has been the Mazda RX-8. This is the new rotary coupe. It's a four-door.
Now,
but
notice,
it's
folks,
four half-doors.
He said rotary.
Rotary. No four-stroke.
No.
Total rotary.
Total rotary, so it's not a typical engine.
To me, it's a beautiful engine. It's the new Renix.
Mm-hmm.
The Renesis, okay? It's two rotors. I'm not going to explain how rotary fucking works. Do that in your own time. But it's only two rotors, and it's 230 horsepower.
Only six moving parts.
Yes. That's it. So that's a hell of an engine design.
Yep.
And as I found out from the salesman right there, they're going to turbocharge it.
Uh-huh.
But here's the problem. I approached this salesman, and he's obviously, an idiot. He's got his little, hello, my name is dipshit Jones. Yep. I work at Pontiac.
Or I work at
Courtesy
Mazda.
Courtesy Mazda,
yeah.
So I ask him, he's like, hey, you're interested in a vehicle? What can I help you with today? You know,
the only salesman. And he wasn't really like that. I mean, we had to hunt him down.
Yeah.
We did have to do some hunting.
He kind of looked like he was fresh from the AA meeting, though.
Oh, but yes.
And he's like, what can I help you with today? You know, and I actually had to find somebody, which pisses me off first part. I don't like people to have to find them. They should come to my ass. I'm the fucking
But consumer. The purpose of the show is to keep kind of a hands-off, let the customers play. But
anyhow, I approach this guy, and he's all, oh, so what can I do for you? I'm like, where's your RX-8? I don't see it. He's like, oh, well, you know, that's a brand new car. You know, they're not even here in America, but I've seen it. Yeah. They're not going to debut this until, like, the next show and fucking May or March,
mm-hmm.
which is bullshit, because if you go to MazdaUSA.com, they've already unveiled at the Detroit Auto Show earlier this year.
Yep.
I'm obviously getting a snow job from this guy who's trying to bullshit me. I'm like, yeah, so when are you going to give them the lot? Well, you know what they're trying to do. They're going to turbocharge the vehicle, you know, and get it up more. I'm like, are they going to change the Renesis engine? Are they going to stick with a 2? Are they going to turbocharge a 2? Are they going to go to a 3? Rotor Cosmo, like they're going to put in the RX-7 when that comes back out next year. Now, I've already read all this shit, so I know what's coming out. And this guy is just a bumblefuck at every turn.
Every chance.
Pisses me off.
Every time.
I'm not doing this to be an asshole. Yes, I like being an asshole. I enjoy it. It's a good
hobby.
But
he wanted information.
I was just asking this guy straight out, man. I wasn't trying to do this to, like, pound the guy down or break his balls.
Or instigate.
But I'm not on a dealership lot. I'm at a fucking trade show. Where is your shit? And why don't you know your product? That's what you're fucking here for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I really don't have very much faith in Mazda right now.
I walked up and I listened to this conversation.
They kept trying to push the fucking new Mazda 8 on me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking ricer. I was like, he's like, we have this new car. Just, yeah, anyway. RX-8. When?
Yep.
What's your price tag? Well, they're going to keep it under $30,000. Really? Last time I checked online, they said $25,000. Well, it's going to be $28,000. Is that with or without the turbo? Well, I don't know.
He tried saying it had a conventional motor at one point.
Yeah.
But
fucking,
speaking of sales ads, I think we're the last thing about this, and we'll start
the
wrapping up.
The last thing
this.
Was actually... It's
kind of
sad.
Ironic.
It's actually the first thing we picked up, aside from the Desert Automotive Group grab bags.
Yes, definitely had to grab bags.
Mm-hmm.
I think ours were weighted down.
This is a DVD.
By
Oldsmobile. Which they make a pretty broad fucking claim. Okay, if you watch that, they claim...
I have not seen it yet, so...
They claim to invent the assembly line. Nah, unless I've been lied to all my life. That was
Henry Ford. Did the automotive assembly line. No, there's been assembly lines before.
There have been assembly lines, but
Henry
different.
Ford really did it for the automobile.
Yeah, Henry Ford adapted it after visiting the Swift meatpacking plants in Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyhow... This is very interesting because there was a vehicle. I'm trying to, you know, I got to pull up the fucking names of the cars here while I pull this up. The first thing was the Bravada. That's the SUV that Oldsmobile sells right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first vehicle to comment on here. But overall, looking at this DVD and their little sales brochure of Oldsmobile vehicles, where was this 3 years ago before they're going to get shut down?
Yeah, because from what you told me before, it was a very wonderfully aggressive, wonderfully positive...
I was actually quite impressed. They have different people who do narrations.
Was it any of that Hartley Earl crap?
Hartley Earl? What the fuck is that?
The advertisements for the I'm Hartley Earl and I'm building these cars again.
No. It was very interesting. For family-esque oriented cars,
mm-hmm.
and easygoing cars,
mm-hmm.
they had a woman do like the narration for the features to keep you safe for the more aggressive vehicles. The one I liked, actually... is the Alero.
The Alero?
That's not bad.
It's
not bad.
Not my tea, though.
We're looking at the Oldsmobile lineup and limiting it to that, okay?
I know.
That's what I'm basing this off of. When I looked at that right there, like, they're trying to give the sport image, they have a guy doing not an aggressive, but a firm, reassuring voice. And it's like, okay. The Alero is the only Oldsmobile I really like here. The front end is not bad. It's the only one.
It's very Dodge.
Dodge-esque.
It's older Dodge-esque. Like we're talking LeBaron 83 to, you know, maybe looking at a Dodge Daytona about 83.
You know what this reminds
me? Or 93, excuse me.
What the fuck is that? It's one of the final Eagle cars that comes off the assembly line. It looks like a Prelude on the front.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about right there.
Something.
That's what that reminds
like
me of.
It's like Eagle Vision. Or
yeah. That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
For the front end. The back end, I think the lights, I mean, they're big. I like big taillights on a vehicle, but I don't care for the overall.
Of course,
layout.
You were happy to see that they had turn signal LEDs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was very impressed. I think that they really should make a move towards that. But they have like also the Aurora here. Now, to be honest with you, I would not buy any of these vehicles. The Alera was the only one that was like
the Talon. Kind of, that is that what you're thinking of? The Talon
might be it. Yeah, Talon TSI.
Yeah,
there
okay.
we go. That's what it
looked.
Is.
It was the Eagle version of an Intrepid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what that reminds me of on the front.
Okay.
But to be honest with you right there, the interior, the problem that I have with the interior right there, look at the center vent and look at the ignition. It's a Chevy Malibu.
Oh, yeah, of course.
See, to me...
That threw me off when we had that Malibu 2 last year.
Yeah, it's not, on the column, it's on the dash. It's really weird. Anyhow...
Old school Chevy again.
Yeah. Anyhow, like I say for that right there, none of the vehicles here really impressed me other than the Bravada.
Mm-hmm.
The Bravada was their SUV. I think their minivan, the Silhouette, is just a Pontiac fucked over.
The plastic thing.
Yeah. The Bravada was actually not bad because it had a pretty good looking interior right there. It's not too bad. It's plastic-y, but it's actually.
See, I always thought
bad.
The Bravadas were decent looking even when they first came out in the market.
Climate control, two big ass fucking knobs to keep you from getting confused.
Well, of course.
They also have like a little history of Oldsmobile right there. What was scary, though, to tell you the truth right here, is looking at the DVD in their gallery of cars with their past Oldsmobile as well, the only Oldsmobile on here I'd actually buy to fork over money for is the fucking Toronado from the 60s.
Hey, what can you say?
But that was basically it.
Yeah, that's a bridge version of our 3 or 4 hour visit to the car show.
Yeah, but in all honesty, I really think it's in poor taste of GM to waste all this money on Oldsmobiles now.
Now, yeah, I mean,
by the way,
it is. It's sort of like a oh yeah. By the way, oh, and one little complaint again. Part of my main complaint.
I have one complaint about
the
show.
Look at that hood.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's actually the side of a Pontiac Solstice.
Really?
Yeah, and no Solstice in the book either.
Mm. I only have one complaint about the show, and it wasn't for the auto manufacturers. It's more of a plea. If you visit the show next year, and I'm about to get in a car, don't fucking fart in it.
What?
That happened to me.
Oh, that's sick.
I was like, it was like sitting in a buttercup.
I know that, you know. I know that. You know, I was impressed with the Jeeps, and of course, it started the yearly argument of, I'd love to have this. No, we can't have this. It has only two doors. It's a yearly ritual.
Hey, can I just interject and sum that up for you real quick?
Yeah.
When Trencher debates what kind of car he's going to get, fuck it, I'm not going to put this gently. It's like taking a diabetic child into a candy store. They say all the candy they want to eat, but they can't have any of it because it's not possible for them.
Yeah. Very much so, because I'd sit there and I'd love this vehicle, and
I'd love
that vehicle.
This,
man, I love it. You know? Did you all throw the whole Tragic Kingdom album in? I think you did.
Yeah, I did, actually, yeah. Is that in alphabetical order?
No, it's not. He's just been listening long enough, he kind of noticed.
By the way, too, if anybody has any questions about that as well, not only do we have Tragic Kingdom, we also have the entire Thousand Fires album by Tracy Lords on here. Tracy Lords is one hell of a singer.
The
in my
porn
opinion.
Star, yeah! Yeah! And a bad actor, too. But, yeah, I mean, I will admit.
No. I like Tracy Lord. She's a good actress.
I will admit, though, I mean, it was an I want. You know, and I mean, I already have permission. I can get the Razor. Or I can get the Bricklin. You know, I can have a fun car because, you know, the wife understands what
you know,
my obsessions are.
I'm sorry. A fun car. You know what? It'll end up being a minivan with a PlayStation.
We saw plenty of those.
You know what, though? Dodge had only one good innovation that nobody else had on their... No, not only one, but they had a great innovation nobody else had at all. On their minivans with their integrated DVD system,
yep.
Dodge was the only fucking people who put A, the RCA inputs for a PlayStation on the front of it down below where it won't fucking hang down and block the mirror.
Yep.
And two, the only people that put the DVD player in the front of the fucking car.
Yep.
With the big pause button right there.
Uh-huh.
You know why?
Kids.
Exactly. That way if your little brats are ignoring you, you can stop the fucking movie and yell it.
We're done. Shut up. Sit down. No more
Disney for you. To me was fucking great.
Yeah. It was.
They definitely anticipate brats.
Yeah, they anticipate.
That's good.
I will say this. You know, this is one of the reasons. Little things like that. This is why I like Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
They're innovative in some respects. They were not innovative in those... Don't say the 80s, because if you say K-cars...
No, no. In the minivan interiors, I thought. They were too nice for children.
That's one of the problems. You were probably looking at a Chrysler minivan. Mm-hmm. The Chrysler minivan is always going to be, like, top shit.
We're talking
super soccer mom.
Dude, it was very...
ballerina
it was soft,
girl.
It was plush, it was comfortable.
It was leather.
Not for kids.
It was not for kids.
In my opinion back there, it should be a Chrysler. Fucking tarp in a cage.
That's...
They're fucking people's
that's
brats,
Chryslers,
okay?
And that's all... Well, some people's brats are other people's angels. Remember that. All right, guys.
You know what, dude? I've seen... I swear to God, I worked in a PetSmart. I've seen people baby their dogs and, like, tell them...
Comfort
them when they shit in the aisles, but smack their fucking kids around. They love their pets more than they do their fucking
kids. This is scary but true.
Speaking of which right there...
Santa Claus, you can get your pet's photo taken with Santa Claus at most PetSmarts.
I'm debating to do that with my cat.
I think that is a horrible, horrible thing.
I'm really debating it. Because
if you do it, it's for
funny.
Humor.
Yeah.
But I think that is an absolute god-awful thing that people actually love their pets that much. Their kids get a picture of Santa, and
so
does Fluffy.
I would do it just to fucking be funny. It's not Christmas cards, everybody. With Santa and fucking Mongo.
Mongo.
Mongo is my cat. Mongo is also a girl I just discovered. I named Mongo when Mongo was a kitten, thought Mongo was a boy.
So Mongo's stuck being named Mongo, the gender confused
cat responds to Mongo. I'm just leaving it at that.
Hey, why change what already works, you know? But let's see. Well, instead of going to a break and wrapping it up, why don't we go ahead and just keep going here, change topics.
Sure.
Reverend Hammer, my mom used to cook for our dog, but not for my dad and I.
Could have been worse.
Speaking of dogs, since
she could have either been A, ass backwards, or B, Vietnamese. She could have cooked the dog for both you and your dad.
Libby, Montana, headline says, dog's playground romp injures 26 children. Basically, in Libby, 26 children are nursing scratches, bruises, and other minor wounds from a big, playful pit bull that tried to join a lunchtime football game at Asia Wood Elementary School. The dog wasn't attacking kids, said Principal Ken Foss. The dog was actually playing tug-of-war. It was a big pup, and basically it was playing tug-of-war with a football, and then all of a sudden the kid's arms, kid's legs, it was, you know, basically wrestling after a while. Of course, you know, he went on to say, you know, it was a serious incident. 26 kids were traumatized, but by the same token, they weren't attacked. And yeah, later on, even in the article, he apologized, trying to, you know, soften it more than he did. But he basically said, look, they, you know, it wasn't attacking. It was roughhousing because, you know, really, really hard. And these kids were just, you know, soft, wishy-ass flesh bags.
Yeah.
They worked on getting the dog locked into a classroom. They called the cops. Cops showed up, and they were expecting to see a vicious dog. Instead, they opened the door, and there's a dog just all happy to see people wagging, tail hanging, you know, typical stupid dog.
That's funny.
Of course, it didn't have its rabies shots, so they still have to hold it for 10 days, and if something happens, they got to destroy it.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah. And, of course, my favorite quote here at the back page, it said, the biggest thing we tried to do to get across this was it's safe to go outside. What took place was at lunchtime. We have an afternoon recess at about 2 o'clock. But all the kids went back outside and played anyway, which is a really good sign. So, yeah, they were expecting these kids to be all traumatized. You know, they did the notes to parents.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
You know.
Also, have an interesting related story, too. One of Claude Ball's wishes is coming through.
Oh, coming true.
Coming true, yeah. Handicap pornography. In Japan right now, the video has already been made right there, and what they're doing is they're going to go ahead and they're protesting the government because the government doesn't want it released. Oh, I thought you were going to throw away.
No.
The government does not want the videotape released. They're saying it's not in good taste, but the producer says, fuck you, I'll do what I want. I already have my money backers. What they're doing is they're taking two paraplegic men, and they're going to have sex with a blind girl and a deaf girl. Now, what makes this funny is the deaf girl can't hear.
Right.
So they say in the video, the guy has to write on a whiteboard what he wants her to do. Cut my balls, toss my salad. Has to write this for her, and she'll do it. Now, I was hoping for mongoloid sex. I mean, but I'll compromise for cripple sex, okay?
Oh, God. That's fucked up.
I think mongoloid sex would be pretty funny.
Speaking of, like, sex.
I also have a couple more stories, too, but please go ahead.
And the interesting things to do with sex. This is actually out of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Got this on the Associated Press. A mobster and his wife are indicted in a prison sperm smuggling case. I don't know if you heard about this. Look like you have.
Actually, I perused some headlines. I found another good source. I'm not divulging it. Of odd news for Claude Balls to bring up. And that was one of them.
Mm-hmm. One of five New York mobsters believed by authorities to have smuggled their sperm out of central Pennsylvania prison to impregnate their wives has been indicted by a grand jury along with the wife.
I'm just thinking, what makes me laugh is how they smuggled it out.
Oh, yeah. They came under suspicion originally 4 years ago after this mobster was seen in a visitation room at the Ellenwood Federal Prison showing off a toddler he called his child, even though he had been in jail since 1988. How does he have a kid? Well, what was smuggled in and out to do this was a cryogenic sperm kit.
You know, you know what that sounds like to me, dude? Like a test tube, a test tube, and a can of computer air to freeze it.
You know, that was probably, it. But yes, yeah, a cryogenic sperm kit to smuggle out.
When's this guy get out of prison?
It's saying here he's actually up for parole in like 2004.
Well, let's wish it Vinny the luck.
Well, actually, see, what happened was is there was a bunch of sperm being held at the doctor's office one of the mobster's wives. Of course, when they found this out, they went to the thing, and they seized it as government evidence and destroyed it. So, no kids for you.
Jeez, you know, that opens up a very big legal thing.
Was it homicide? No. Well, we're not going to go that on the wagon.
No. I'm not. You're thinking...
I'm thinking abortion rights again.
Yeah, I'm not talking abortion rights at all. Although abortion people have just gotten in trouble recently for their... Do you see the card they sent out? Choice on Earth.
Oh, Jesus.
So a lot of people are saying that's religious sacrilege. No, what I'm saying is, could that be construed not as murder, but genocide of the man?
God, if that's the case, masturbation will be illegal.
That's not what I'm talking about, dude. Not dude, no. It's fucking Jonestown every 15 minutes when I go to bed. No.
Quick, give me more Kool-Aid and Gatorade. I need to recharge. Whoa, I thought that was Kool-Aid.
Wrong straw. No.
Oh my God.
No, what I'm talking about is like that might be construed as genocide against the guy for genetics. You handed me this article here. I actually read this as well. Extramarital sex is hazardous to the health. Graham Jackson, a heart specialist at St. Thomas Hospital in London, found couples in long-term relationships were far less likely to have heart attacks while having sex than those having affairs or one
now,
of the stands.
That's
understandable,
I want to make an obvious point. Of course they're going to have heart attacks. They're doing something risky. Risky brings up
exactly.
Blood pressure.
Exactly.
This is sort of an obvious thing. Yeah, but I will like say that article and this one that we got here is all our tit articles.
This is fucking great. I'm tempted to go with Trencher's plan on this and order one for myself and put it up.
Yeah.
I think we should have this on every fucking cubicle.
Now, everybody who's listening, if you're in the archive, I'm sure the HTML is not going to change anytime in the near future. It's a site called, well, let me give you the URL. http://nnwi, that's Nancy Whiskey Indigo, .org/ all one word here, Homeland Security Info .htm. Now what they do is they sell signs, stop signs, road signs, things like that. Well, one sign they have here is sort of in the vein of a neighborhood watch. It is a sign that says, "We support Homeland Security." Below it, it has the United States with a flag, sort of, you know, transparented over it. And it says
it's a United States flag in the shape of a
shape of the United States
silhouette. Yes,
And it says below this symbol, All suspicious persons and activities are immediately reported to our law enforcement agency. Now, these are signs that can be purchased only by law enforcement, and they are to be put up around neighborhoods. In other words, this is the signs that support Spy on Your Neighbor.
That's great, man.
But they have official signs. And I want to point that out. So if you go to that site, look at the official sign.
Only law enforcement people can buy these?
That's what I said, because I actually tried to order them just with dummy numbers, seeing if it was a joke site. Because I thought it was like Banzai Kitty was just a big joke. But I was wrong. I was going to get to this one, but of course, everybody's gotten those warnings. You know, your computer is being watched right now. Banzai's getting sued for those. I won't go into details. It's the headline security warning. Ad draws lawsuit on news.com. I'm looking at the clock. We've got 15 seconds to go.
Give us a rundown on that real quick.
On which one?
This basically, looks like people are scared of those security warnings. I get at least
thinking
one call
they're
a
legitimate.
Day on those. Yeah, I get one call a day on those right there.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one right here since we have even less time right now. Atlantis has been found. They've discovered it.
No.
Yes.
Where at?
It's Antarctica.
Huh.
Approximately 10,000 years ago right there is when it began to freeze. They have maps, which are actually replicas of older maps dating as far back as the 4th century, which are copies, and they specifically state that of older maps that have been destroyed. These maps are simply archived for purposes. Apparently what happened is, just as we had the Ice Age where North America was frozen, the southern hemisphere in Antarctica was actually lush. They've actually been able, supposedly, to trace back the technology, and the Egyptians are actually descendants of the Atlanteans.
Interesting.
From Antarctica. What they're doing right now is they're actually drilling down through the ice shelves.
Well, I know that they found tropical plants and stuff like that in the ice.
So but they say the technology at that time for navigational was their most advanced, which was where we would have been at in the 18th century. That was the only thing they were really advanced in. What happened was the original reason they left is it got colder. The land started having a lot of flood issues, so it actually washed a lot of the shit away. This is on a Russian site. I've actually found it with links to other universities around Europe and one or two in America. It's very interesting. I'll see if I can.
We'll see if we can bring that up for links, because it's a new month, folks, so that means at any time the week, we could always get the new links. Also, please check out Spankwagon. You know, we got the message boards. I swear to God, the chat will happen someday.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
I also want to let everybody know that please, please, please listen in to the Just Shut the Fuck Up show. I only found it at justshutthefuckup.org or jstfu.org. I want to thank everybody who did listen in. I want to thank Reverend Hammer for going out and recording and archiving the show. I also want to thank vftp.net for hosting the sites, not just mine, but the archives and stuff like that. If you do have any questions or you want to get in touch with us, you can always do so. VFTP.net. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Right.
We have email links, which are automated links. We have chat. We have message boards. We have Claude's email, which is claudeballs@hotmail.com.
Correct.
Other people and contributors' emails are on their particular pages. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week. Any last words you got to say?
No, except for mind the E in my name.
Claude, balls, ends in an E. Hey, that's folks, right. I'm Trencher. He's Claude. We're out of here.
Have a good night. Meet us at Binion's.
Binion's, 12:30.
it's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. Last week it starts with an earthquake, birds, snakes, and aeroplanes. Then he proves he's not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world with its own needs. Dummy, save your own needs, beat it up and not speak, but no speak. The ladder puts a platter with the fear of fight down. Might fire in a fire, represent the southern gang, the government for hiring a combat site. Just to wasn't coming in a hurry with the fury speeding down your neck. Too many reporters got the jump, get the ground, look at that low plane, flying that. Although population corner, but it'll lose secrets, happens every several worlds in your own. Your heart. Tell me there's a regiment, a regiment, the right. You patriotic, patriotic, slant light, right. I'm feeling pretty psych. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. Oh, 6 o'clock TV hour, don't be gotten born now. Such a murder return, listen to yourself. Turn a lock on the phone, my book, a burning button. Listen every morning, that's the maiden. Not a moment, didn't make it. Not a motive, not a ghetto. Real cross, crush, all this beast, no fear, cavalier, renegade, sphere, clear, tournament, a tournament, a tournament, a lie. You offer me solution, but not from the alternative.
And I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
The other night I took the flag, caught our nano, took the flag, now I'm playing in a live manner. First time lantern, fresh down, plenty of pieces, Mr. Beckham, birthday party, cheesecake, and jelly bean, boom. Patriotic, patriotic, slam, foot, left, and right.
Oh, yeah. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. End of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Oh, it's the
end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.